Well, come on, all of you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why. Woo-hoo, we're all gonna die.
All right, folks, we are live. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and the New World Order is everywhere, folks. Let me just, if for all you PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers, this is the stack. And these are the news articles. I only printed just the first few that have the headline New World Order in them. The most prominent one right here, Time Magazine, printing today. This is today, Barack Obama's New World Order. We weren't fooling around. We weren't playing games. And this stack are articles about this New World Order. It's just not in the headline. And this is nothing. I didn't even go through half of the page results. There was something like 1,600 articles that had been posted in the last 2 days. Now, we're going to have guests tonight. We've got another comedian coming on at the 8 after break, Sheldon Anderson. MySpace.com/IamSheldon. But it is just so important that this is truly their coming out party. Now, we played Anderson Cooper talking about the New World Order and its declaration yesterday. I want to play what Sean Hannity had to say yesterday. It is just unbelievable to me. Go ahead.
And welcome to the New World Order. Now, that was the message from British Prime Minister Gordon Brown today, and that is our headline this Thursday night, day number 73 of false hope, loose change all around the globe. Now, President Obama
all
met
right,
with...
Cut it. I mean, that's all we're going to play of it. He also meets with that new British superstar, and they talk about the new economic order, this new institution that they've created with this G20 communique. But we're going to be taking your calls in the second hour. We actually have a lead singer of a band that tried to play a 9/11 truth song, and not only were they kicked off stage, they were escorted out by police. So that's also coming up. But let's just read a little bit of this Time Magazine article. Barack Obama's New World Order. The United States is still the same country it was a year ago, give or take about 6 million jobs. Oh, that Time Magazine, they're just so witty and funny. But its international branding campaign, as led by the new president Barack Obama, is so different that the rest of the world might be forgiven if it is to do a double take. Most of the hallmarks of the foreign policy of George W. Bush are gone. That's a total lie. The foreign policy is 110% the same. It is an extension of the Bush administration. The old conservative idea of American exceptionalism. See how this is the conservative idea. There's nothing conservative about this. Oh, my God. At almost every stop, Obama has made it clear that the U.S. is but one actor in a global community. That is true. He has said that they are the main stage actor. This is all pro-NATO, all pro-New World Order. I mean, put the article up for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. I mean, this is the headline. I won't be shocked when this is the cover of the new Time Magazine. It's in the world section, and it's brand new, hot off the presses, Barack Obama's New World Order. I mean, it's... Folks, are you listening yet? Are you ready to take action? Do you have a brain in your head? Time Magazine, Barack Obama's New World Order. BBC, New World Order emerges from chaos. Le Monde, this is the biggest one out in France. A truly new world order emergence, global currency closer. This out of the Press Association. New world order hailed after rescue. This is critical of the new world order. Ready? This is Telegraph. G20, a new world order is simple fantasy. You see in this article, not enough is being done to create the new world order, which has already been announced. See, it's not enough yet. There's going to be those people that are critical of it only to usher it in even further and quicker. New World Order built on shaky foundations. Here's yet another one of those articles. The first bricks in a new world order. Rudd bears witness to new global order as Obama shines on debut. G20 summit, new world order. Ushering in a new economic order. I mean, give me a break. All right, we're going to come back with Sheldon Anderson, MySpace.com/IamSheldon. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
I never remorse for you, no letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what is costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through.
But it's the rebel arms.
Godspeed with devil's charm. The shit made gets switchblades in every arm. And this way we ex-nay on any harm. Cause snakes play and fakes lay like hidden bombs. We march in unison. The soul is true within eternal missions with just a lifetime to do it in.
Stronghold set it with.
All right, folks. We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. As the mainstream media hails the birth of the New World Order, in their own words, we just read about 20 different headlines, and those were just the headlines. Those weren't even all the articles. We're bringing in comedian Sheldon Anderson. He was recently featured in LA Times, The Economy Melts Down, and Stand-Up Comics Joke. Now, he was a former UBS stockbroker. I'm going to guess that's how he woke up, but we're going to find out right now. Sheldon, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Burmis. How are you, brother?
I'm doing very, very well, and I'm doing as well as I can. I mean, on one hand, it's kind of like, all right, you know, they're admitting it. It's kind of out in the open. I've been vindicated after all these years of people calling me nuts. Although I'm sure, you know, a lot of people are still going to be calling me nuts because I talk about
it. You are still nuts, brother. Don't kid yourself. I mean, you have to be nuts to be doing what you're doing, even though it's the best thing for you and it's the right thing for everybody. You still got to be a little bit crazy because they're all going to want to come after you.
I guess, but you know what? I feel like no one else was doing it other than Alex, and I feel like we need more and more voices. We need more and more talented people. We need more and more avenues to bring people into this if we are going to defeat these guys. And, you know, I mean, I don't think I'm crazy at all. I mean, honestly, there's nothing I would rather be doing. I mean, it's 9 o'clock on a Friday night. I'd rather be at the bar right now. But the fact of the matter is, they just declared a new world order at the G20 summit. The headline at Time right now, this is just... I think it was up, you know, 2 hours ago, Barack Obama's New World Order. And this is one of like 20 different articles. Hannity's talking about it. It's almost like the Twilight Zone. You know, like I said, one on one side we're vindicated. On the other side, it's like, wow, they must be really ready to go full force if they're announcing it on the world stage.
Well, I mean, I agree with you that I think we need more talented people and more voices. You know, I walk out in the streets in L.A., I look up into the sky, planes are flying over, dumping chemicals. It looks like a crisscross pattern. It looks like somebody's stitching in the sky, or they're going to eventually play tic-tac-toe with our lives or something like that. And I turn to the people next to me and I say, have you noticed in the sky here there are huge lines where they're dumping chemicals? And typical responses I get in L.A. are things like, I don't look up. And I'm thinking, brother, it's lucky you don't, because all you would see is crap because your head's so far up here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do hear you there.
It's just insane.
So how did you come into this?
But, you know, sometimes you just can't get to people by saying things about New World Order. There are still, the reality is this, nobody wants to believe it. Truly, in our heart of hearts, we are all, as individual humans, good people. And so we don't want to believe that there's something evil in front of us and that there's something evil taking place in the world. We truly don't want to believe it's true. So you have to fight through that. The problem is, once you open the curtain and you look behind and you realize it's just a jerk behind there, and you know the truth, there's no going back.
No, there is no going back. And I think that's a positive thing. You know, at least you're setting the seeds in motion. And a lot of people don't want to believe, you know, the terminology New World Order. They can't get their head around it. But I think with all this mainstream media coverage and the film that I'm working on right now, Invisible Empire, which is strictly about the term New World Order, who uses it, what is it, what are their modes of, you know, action, what are their think tank groups, how are they bringing it into place? Hopefully that'll have an awakening where we can try to combat this thing. I mean, obviously Alex has done extensive work on this. I mean, I remember the first time I came across Alex Jones's Road to Tyranny. You know, I was just starting to learn the truth about 9/11. There weren't that many websites out there. It was like 6 months after. I was really just reading mainstream news reports and downloading my own videos. Now I hear him using this term, New World Order, and I really couldn't get down with it. Yeah, Gary Hart said it. Yeah, Bush said it. But I didn't have that history of it. You know, I didn't have all that information that these other guys were saying it too. But now that, you know, Gordon Brown is on the world stage talking about it, it's going to be on the cover of Time magazine, it seems. It seems like it's not just going to be a buzzword for conspiracy theorists. It seems like it's going to be a buzzword worldwide.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, names are very interesting. I mean, for example, I think the whole problem with our government could basically be summed up in two words, Federal Reserve. Mm-hmm. It's not federal, and it has no reserves. I mean, it's sort of like spreading democracy by starting wars or protecting freedoms by wiretapping your phones through the Patriot Act. Or what? I mean, it's when did our government move from becoming a representative democracy to a pure hypocrisy?
That's a great question. I mean, obviously, with the Federal Reserve Act, probably in 1913, is when it really started to kick off. And as soon as we started to allow people like Hearst Publications to do the bidding of our corporate and banking masters, it really started to slide downhill. And I would say that it's, in this country, the last president that we had, and I don't even think he was elected as somebody who was really going to be for the people, was John F. Kennedy. I think he started to see, you know, pull back the veil and see how evil it really was. And he thought to himself, you know what, I'm going to abolish this Federal Reserve system. He got his head blown off. Reagan, too. Yeah, back and to the left.
Right.
But Reagan was another guy. You know, he was in these secret societies. He had to know something was going on. But he still rallied against the Federal Reserve banking system. He took on the Trilateral Commission. He actually, you know, was very critical of George H.W. Bush for his, you know, dealings. And he didn't want to take him at all. But then he got the nomination. He was forced to take Bush. He said he's going to abolish the Federal Reserve, and he gets shot. You know, I mean, it feels like as soon as someone tries to oppose that apparatus, you know, forget about it.
Well, you know what? This year I voted for Nader.
Mm-hmm.
I was originally for Obama because I wanted to believe in something new and something different, and I've always thought Bush was a total moron. I mean, I thought, change our ideology, give us a different look, give us a different feel so that people start to, you know, not hate the United States, because really under Bush, people started hating the United States, and I was worried about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw Obama change his mind on domestic wiretapping. And then I saw him be the first person to go for the bailouts. And then I saw him change and flip-flop every which way, and I realized elections in the United States, to me, are now kind of like the WWF used to
mm-hmm.
be. Because when I was a kid, I loved it. It was so exciting. I was totally passionate. Go Earthquake, go the Bushwhack Twins, whoever. And now I realize that in the end, the winner's already been chosen.
Absolutely. And, I say the same exact thing. And I actually used to watch wrestling when those guys were around, too. In fact, Earthquake was part of the Twin Towers. It was him and the Big Boss Man, I think.
Oh, dude, don't kid yourself. And Jimmy the Superfly Snooker.
Yeah. Jimmy was crazy.
I'm from North Dakota, okay?
Uh-huh.
So just give you some background on me. So North Dakota is still, you see, it's flooding right now.
Mm-hmm.
But they put together 5 million sandbags in Fargo, a town of 150,000 people. 5 million sandbags to shore up the dikes and levees. Because there's a sense of community there. And I remember, Earthquake and coming back to North Dakota. And I think... it scares me living in Los Angeles because it's just a bunch of individuals that are lost. I mean, L.A.'s an interesting place. I always tell people that L.A. is like a mirror. It reflects what you give it. But L.A. itself, there's no Los Angeles. It's not angels anymore. It's like an abused kid. I mean, the whole place is people that are just basically lost. I love living here, but this is a lost city.
I didn't really enjoy it. I lived out in Los Feliz for a while in West Hollywood, and I couldn't stand it, man. I got to be honest with you. I mean, it is what it is.
But I'm telling you, it's like a mirror. If you can't stand it, it can't stand you. If you think you're amazing, you're probably wrong. But it's an interesting place to live, but it's not a place that you're going to want to live when the S hits the F. You know what I'm saying?
So how do you get involved in this? I mean, obviously, you're a stockbroker at one point. So, you're wheeling and dealing. Did you go to college for that? Did you just kind of pick up on it? I mean, what's the deal?
Wow. Man, that's just a crazy story. I mean, I went to college for international politics.
Okay.
And like many people that had a good, mindset, I thought the UN was an institution that could have been some benefit. I mean,
yeah, it's going to help the world, right?
It looks like it on the face.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
and
no one wants
it a little bit deeper, and you start to realize that even if you were in it, you would have to be part of the U.S. government, and therefore you would be a puppet of the U.S. government inside of an agency that is a puppet of other people.
Mm-hmm.
So that was shot. So I studied international politics, but what it did was it got me a chance to study abroad. So I studied in Costa Rica and I studied in Spain for about a year and a half each.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to look at the United States and the IMF in 95 when I was in Heredia, Costa Rica, there was a guy who was studying international politics, and we were talking about the IMF. And he was talking about how loans are made to third world countries, and then how that money is sent back to the infrastructure in the United States, the corporations who come down and put the infrastructure together, and then how they default on those loans, and then how we own their infrastructure. And I thought, well, I raised my hand, I'm the only white guy in the class, and I'm like, well, wait a minute, why is this happening? Why is anybody making any? Just kind of sat there silent and looked at me and said, good question, white guy.
See, that's so unfair, though. I mean, what you just described is really fleshed out in Confessions of an Economic Hitman,
right,
and how they took over all these third world nations. It's just like Bechtel coming in and privatizing the water system and then making the water unaffordable after promising all these people that, they're going to have jobs and cleaner water and more efficiency. See, on the face, that's what the UN is. I mean, no one is against global harmony. I mean, globalism, again, on its face, if everybody could have a nice house and everybody was fed and everybody had a job, that'd be the greatest thing in the world. We all had democracy, but that's not what is the end game of these guys. I mean, when they come out and start talking about sustainability, for instance, I mean, Gordon Brown's right-hand man says the population in London has to be 30 million within the next 20 years. Well, it's 70 million now. How are you going to get there?
I can't believe the arrogance of these people. You know what I thought about it? I saw this. I think you spoke about it on InfoWars today earlier. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But it was about people who call. There was this huge thing about people who called for there needs to be huge population control. Tell you what, buddy, shoot yourself.
Yeah, waste the bullet. Just jump off a cannon.
Anybody who starts to call for people who there should be some type of population control, here is a gun and it's a bullet in the chamber. Start with yourself, buddy. Lead the way, because the people they're talking about are my friends, neighbors, brothers, mothers, kids. You first. How about that?
Well, on the other side, I want you to flesh out this stockbroker thing, because in the LA Times article, let's read the quote. I would do really well with clients, and then they would turn around and totally ignore everything I say because some snake oil salesman would say, you need an insurance bond. I realized the only thing of any value is making people laugh, and that's where I could be most effective. We'll be back after this. We're with Sheldon Anderson, myspace.com/IamSheldon. It's the Info Warrior, prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com. We'll be right back.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Infowarrior with Jason Burmis, and we're on the line with comedian Sheldon Anderson. So, Sheldon, you study abroad. What brings you into becoming a stockbroker? What's the next step? I mean, you find out that it's all corrupt, but you're like, let's get into the industry anyway.
No, it's I dated a woman who was hyper rich, and I had to keep up with her. That's what really got me in. Seriously, you know, we were flying around on her daddy's private jet, and I just had to pay for like the tip.
Oh, my God. So what's the father hooks you up, basically, brings you into the family business, something like that?
No, the girl yells at me enough to where I she's like, you better get a job or I'm out of here. And then I go, well, I better get a job or she's out of here. And then I get a job, and it's at UBS in Beverly Hills. And then I work there for, like, you know, I don't know, 18, 19 months, and I study, and I take a look at the system, and then I you know who the smartest people in the, if you ever want a financial advisor who's smart, get a dude from the Middle East. Because they already know they've been screwed for thousands of years, so they're like, it looks like this is totally the wrong thing to put your money into at this moment. You know, they know. Those are the smartest guys. And so I would watch, you know, the reality is there's no free market.
Uh-huh.
You know it, right?
Yeah, of course, of course.
I mean, let's look at the oil markets. I mean, I talk to people about this all the time. They're just like, well, how do we get ahead of the market? I'm like, well, let's look at the oil prices. It was, what, $150-some a barrel, and then it went down to $34. Did you stop driving?
No, I don't think anybody stopped driving. No.
Did you stop heating your cars? No. Did you stop airplanes? No. I mean, we're consuming the same amount. We consume about 25% of the world's resources. So if we didn't stop, the rest of the world didn't stop, and there's a certain supply and demand that's supposed to be, how is it that it went from 150 to 30? And then, you know, people on the news for a while, at least, you know, and I call it news. News is just a joke. Just turn it off. I mean, just turn it off. I turned it off. I turned off my TV for a year. I literally turned it off. After a year, I turned it back on to the news. It was like I didn't miss a beat. I mean, it could have been turned off in a year ago, and they would have been, today's day is two, and I turned it off, and then a year later, turned back on, it's Tuesday, and it's the same thing a year later. So there's no free market.
Uh-huh.
You know it, and I know it. So
yeah.
As a stockbroker, you're there going, well, wait a minute. If my life is just earning a percentage of the benefits that somebody else has earned, because that's what a stockbroker is, you just take a percentage of the money that other people have and then hope. I guess you just hope, because, you know, otherwise you just, and then you just watch the market go down.
It is kind of twisted, and you know, that supply and demand thing, that's what I always try to explain to people. The way I explain it is, look, everybody was saying, oh, I don't mind, we're going to go into Iraq, it's going to be great, we're going to have gas for under a dollar, it's going to be the, because we were paying like $1.50, everybody was saying that, and I'm like, listen, if they go in there, it's going to double or triple in price. They're like, you're crazy, Burmese. I'm like, what don't you understand? When less people control more of the supply, they can demand whatever they want, and they're about to take over the second largest oil-rich nation in the world. You don't think they're just going to start demanding a higher price? Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. And then sure enough, it was 3, 4, hit 5 a couple times, and people would just be like, yeah, I guess you were right. And like you said, it's so artificial that they dropped it to below. When Lindsey Williams came on the show last summer and I was hosting for Alex Jones, and Lindsey Williams got up here and said that it was going to drop to below $50 a barrel, I did not. I'm like, Lindsey, sounds nice. I don't buy it, buddy. But he was spot on. And this is the guy that tells you.
I love that guy, but he is one spooky preacher. You know what I mean?
Exactly. You know what I mean?
He's
I do
so
more
smart.
Of it.
He's like, when I came on the Alex Jones show about 15 months ago, I told you the oil prices were going to fall, and they did. And you're like, and then I told you this happened, and it did. And I'm like, you are spooky, dude. Where is your church? Where is it?
Well, the thing was, I remember listening to him, you know, back in the day when I'm first getting into this, and I don't know what to believe, and there's some people out there that have done good research, and they're talking about peak oil. It kind of makes sense. It's like, yeah, that could be real. Peak oil could be real. And then Lindsey Williams gets on, and he's like, no, I spent all this time with these elites. It's totally fake. There's oil everywhere. And I'm like, was this guy for real? And I started looking into it. I'm like, all right, this guy is for real. But if you're not, you know, a Christian, it does kind of come off as hokey. And,
well, I am a Christian. I consider myself a Christian.
All right, then.
Because the reality is, I think Christian, I mean, I don't even know what. I mean, to me, there's an understanding in the universe that's beyond us.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand it. So,
that's,
you know,
kind of the position I take.
Because of what your upbringing was. Well, I was raised in North Dakota. They're all Lutheran, so now I'm Lutheran. If I would have been raised in the Middle East, I would probably have been praying to Allah. I think it's the same thing. It's just different roads to the end.
Well, the only thing I know is that there's good and evil in the world.
Yeah,
and if you spend your life,
you know, I got wiretapped.
Okay?
Oh, jeez. I'm at home, mm-hmm. and I'm watching the connection between Child Protection Services, the FBI, and pedophilia, right? There was this case out here in L.A. a long time ago where these kids were going home to their parents and saying things like, well, there was a guy in Cape, and we were in caves, and blah, blah, blah.
I want to talk about that on the other side. Is that the Ted Gunderson story by chance?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually interviewed Ted about that a couple years back. We're going to come back to Sheldon Anderson on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmese, prisonplan.tv, myspace.com/IamSheldon.
I you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
What I'm about to read is not intended to scare you, but the LA Times just reported that unemployment will exceed record 1945 levels. Millions are about to find themselves out of work. Will you? Look, I say this not to scare you, but to empower and motivate you to make a choice. You can sit around waiting for the worst to happen, or you can go to incomeathome45.com right now and take control of your future. Incomeathome45.com is adding people in record numbers. They're looking for you. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company, and again, they're looking for you. Incomeathome45.com is the way real people just like you are earning life-changing money from home, even in their spare time. And I love this. They even provide you with a work-from-home personal coach to help you succeed. Quit worrying about losing your job when you can make serious money from home. And listen, Income at Home is giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit incomeathome45.com. That's incomeathome45.com.
Standing on the top of their own graves, wondering when Jesus comes, are they gonna be saved?
We are back. The Info Warrior with Jason Burmes this April 3rd, 2009. Soon to be April 4th, hopefully over a couple beers with Jacobson, the lead editor here over at InfoWars. I mean, he's working hard already on this Obama 2 film. By the way, Alex is going to be joining us at the top of the hour. But right now we're with Sheldon Anderson, the comedian. And Sheldon, so you go from, you know, having a girlfriend who wants you to have, you know, this like power job because of, you know, her upbringing. Yeah, like you've got to work hard.
They all wanted to have power jobs, Vermis.
Well, you know what? I hope not. You know what? I haven't had a serious relationship now in like over a year, thank God. And I just don't even care, you know? I'm serious. I could care less, man. I'm just like, I could care less what you want at this point. I just want to do what I want to do. I want to get some sleep in and have some fun. If we can do that, we can get along. If you're going to get on me about my job or my lifestyle, I mean, right now I'm sleeping
on... Yeah, but you want to get on you.
I don't even have that problem. I sleep on an air mattress, man, and I do just fine. Anyway.
I love it. You get a little wavy there. You just knock them off anyways with the power. But anyways, we're back to, what was it, Ted? What's the boy Ted you were talking about that I was watching this?
Ted Gunderson, yeah. And the Franklin cover-up. And, you know, have you ever seen Conspiracy of Silence?
Yes, I have.
When you watch that, that is just a jaw-dropper, an eye-opener. And supposedly, you know, as the story goes, there's these kids out in Nebraska in these boys' homes that are basically being used as sex toys for the elite and drug mules. And you're just like, this is incredible. And then you see the amount of evidence and people actually losing lawsuits, million-dollar lawsuits and their connections to the Republican Party. Like the main guy in Nebraska was singing the national anthem at the Republican conventions in the 80s. And you're just like, are you kidding me? And he looks like a big, like the biggest creepo ever. His name is Larry King.
Like that dude that was the head of the church out in Colorado Springs, the meth head that was pumping dudes.
Well, yeah, no, I know you're talking about. It's the meth addict.
How do you not know that your guy is gay? I mean, I'm not bashing gays at all for any means. I have tons of gay friends. I mean, you know, they all have hot tubs out here. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, how do you not know that your pastor is a flamer?
Yeah, no, I know.
Just praise Jesus. That's the one thing we've got to talk about, the Lord. Hey, and you got to be like, sweetie, or not?
Exactly. You know, I don't know how they don't understand it either. And then when they deny, what was his name? Ted something or other, I think.
Oh,
right,
Ted Takenbutsky.
Yeah.
I mean, what is the guy was doing meth and getting blasted by strippers?
Well, I could care almost less about the preacher
so
aspect.
For his wife. Did you see his wife's face when people rolled up in the camera? So, are you still taking meth and getting laid by gay guys? And his wife was just going, I don't want to be here. You can hear it in her head, you know?
Meanwhile, she looks like she was on, like, the original episodes of Lassie. She's dressed that way. She got, like, the same haircut. It's nuts.
Probably
but
on meth. He probably went in his sock drawer or something. Insane.
It is insane. But what's sicker is that it's not just these, you know, high-level preachers. It's, you know, people in government. And when you bring it over to the L.A. thing, I mean, people like Poppy Bush's name were thrown around. There seemed to be a lot of evidence there. And then you find out that they're members of these clubs that a lot of these kids talked about, you know, the Bohemian Club and all this other stuff, and that these Christian conservatives, supposedly, are into the occult. And really, this is what had me just, like, tumble down the rabbit hole into me doing radio shows like this. It was even more than 9/11. It was more than world government. I'm like, so you're telling me the people at the top basically want to chip everybody, control everybody, enslave everybody, and rape children while worshiping Lucifer? And I'm just like, all right, I guess I might have to step up to the plate and take a swing.
As long as they just chipped everybody, controlled everybody, and destroyed our economy, if they didn't rape kids, you were cool with it?
But you know what? I think the chipping also...
Cool, but now with the rape of kids, I'm in!
Well, it's very Roman, don't you think? I mean, you look at these societies and you're like, how the hell did these guys ever find, you know, pleasure in a young boy's bottom?
Oh, don't even say it.
Yeah, and I'm just like, how does it happen?
Insane.
Yeah, and they had like whole groups of them.
I wish we could just call them all up and be like, hey, there's a meeting for you in North Dakota. Just show up in Bismarck and we'll take care of the rest. Oh, really? And then just have every ass kicker in North Dakota just go, hey, bro, what's up? Heard you're pumping kids. And just smash their heads.
Well, that's why I was so into Chris Hansen. When I started watching this To Catch a Predator series, I was just like, this is awesome. And then Chris Hansen had Tom Foley on. And what Tom Foley was, he was basically like the government frontman for the CPS. And then he comes out that he's paging, he's texting and IMing a 16-year-old page, a male page. You know, this guy's supposed to be on the street. Yeah. It's his name's Tom Foley, and he's on the thing. I have the clip. It's gonna be in Invisible Empire, but he's sitting there praising Chris Hansen and all that he does, and he's like, you know, we have to go after these monsters. And like 2 months later, I kid you not, he had to resign and all this other stuff. And he was either a senator or a congressman on top of it all. And then, you know, here's the one that you probably don't know about.
Oh.
All right, you know who Barney Frank is, because he's all over the TV for
the
bailout, right? He's the one with the big glasses.
That was a Barney joke. Bad joke. I mean, sometimes for Miss, you know.
It's sometimes, but not usually. Yeah. You've been pretty funny. This has been one of the better interviews, for sure.
Well, puff. Let's do this.
Anyway, so Barney Frank.
How about you, Vermis? Let's do this.
Barney Frank, are you aware of him? He's the he's a Democrat out of Massachusetts now. He's constantly talking about the bailout. He's kind of porky. He has glasses.
He's got a big head.
Yes, he has
got
a huge head. Do you know about what happened to him in the 80s? Same time of this as this Franklin cover-up scandal's coming out. In fact, type it up. You'll be able to pull it up on screen. Barney's skeletons in his closet. It's a Time magazine article. I'm not kidding. Out of his D.C. home, this is back when he was a Republican, because originally he was a Republican, right? He gets outed. His boyfriend is a prostitute who's running an underage male brothel out of their D.C. home. Okay, so they charge the boyfriend, they charge Barney Frank, and then Barney Frank gets up in front of Congress and basically says, look, something happens to me or I go to jail, I'm going to out all of you guys that came to my house. And everything just gets dropped. It's like, here it is. A Skeleton in Barney's Closet. It's out of Time magazine. And they just kind of gloss over the fact that, oh, some of these boys were underage. And, you know, he was helping his male prostitute boyfriend run this whole operation. So
it makes me sick. Honestly, you know, the reality is there's that expression, the cream rises to the top. In politics, it's the crap rises to the top.
Yeah, it's the scum, as Alex puts it.
It is. Really, I ran for a student body president at the University of North Dakota, right? And even at that level, people were scumbags. At this, like, it was like, dude, we're at school, and you're a scumbag already?
And they're like,
it's
just cutthroat.
It is. This whole thing is totally insane. I can't believe it. I know, but I was getting, earlier I was talking about the fact that I got wiretapped. I did. I'm actually uploading at the same time on MySpace, my last conspiracy set, because I was like, oh, all my other funny stuff, I forgot about MySpace. I don't hardly go there. I'm normally like on YouTube or whatever. But
yeah, YouTube's usually bigger, but people watch the MySpace.
They do. Good for them. So, and good for us. Good for you and I, and good for everybody.
Yes.
Except for, I got wiretapped, and I'm literally, first time the call comes in, and I'm looking at this stuff with the kids and the satanic rituals and the covered up caves and stuff like that, and the call comes in, and it's from out of area. And I was on AT&T at the time. Thanks a lot, AT&T, for your wiretapping. I really appreciate that, by the way. AT&T, you can just go yourself. So, and I didn't answer it. It was from out of area.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second day, at about the same time, it's about an hour and a half of being online and looking at this type of stuff, because they're watching, they don't watch, and like if you don't want to get watched on the internet, don't click from thing to successive thing. Click from thing to like Girls Gone Wild, back to 9/11, back to, you know, like a kid's comedy or something. You know, you gotta jump around. But if you're like making the connection like an intelligent person, the call came in, and this lady on the other end, she's like, hi, is Sheldon there? I said, no, he's not. May I take a message? And she said, is this still Sheldon's account? I said, who's calling? She's like, Mersh Fanson. I'm sorry, who's that? Mersh Fanson. I was like, really? Well, who do you work for? Silence. And that's when you talked about earlier that there is good and evil. That was my wake-up call. I'd been woken up previously when I lived in Minot, North Dakota, which is where I'm from, because in the Ultimate Evil book, chapter 13 is called Why Not Minot? And Minot's a little culty, okay? It's a little culty, which isn't cool. But nobody believes it's culty because there's churches everywhere. But in the police force and different parts of there are people that are in the satanic cult. But, you know, just like the New World Order, if that's a microcosm, nobody wants to believe it because we live in a small, cute little town, and so nobody's doing sacrifices, and nobody's hammering kids, and nobody's trying to put, I don't know, bird flu virus in your flu vaccination and whatnot.
Actually, wait, you want to hear the latest one? We haven't talked about it yet, but this is a true story.
No, do it.
Oh yeah, we're gonna do it right now. CDC is reporting that they found rocket fuel components in baby formula. I'm not kidding you. Listen, it's a headline all over. It was the one non-New World Order headline we were going to talk about tonight. But yeah, they're finding rocket fuel components in baby formula. You know, they're very, here it is right here. The headline is rocket fuel chemical found in baby formula. It's out of Atlanta. It's an AP story. It's the CDC. You know, they're not even trying to hide it. You wonder why we don't want to, you know, eat the food and drink the water while the fluoride, the mercury, and the high fructose corn syrup, and now the rocket fuel.
You know, here's the thing. I can't approach people in the street and tell them about the New World Order because I'm a kook. But on stage, I can, and I can't talk about the fact that there was avian flu put in, and oh, you didn't see it on MSNBC? Well, that's because it wasn't anywhere in the media in the United States. You had to look at it on Canada, okay? And people are going like, you're crazy. But, so I have to mix stupid with truth, just like Glenn Breck or whatever his moron name is, the guy that cried all over, I love America, you're an idiot, moron. Anyways, he mixes like half truth with total crap. So you have to mix funny with the truth. So I do jokes like, you know, the other day I met this girl. She came back from Vegas. She had the avian flu.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, you got the avian flu in Vegas? What happened? She said, oh, no, it's not the bird flu. It's the AVN flu, the adult video network flu. So I was like, oh, I should have known it because her cough sounded like this. Arr! Arr! Now, that is as dumb as it gets.
That's
but
not
it brings
a bad
up
one.
This avian flu, then I can talk about, oh, and by the way, they did mix it with and send it to 18 countries, and a dude who was in the Czech Republic killed a ferret. You should Google it, but it'll just show up in Canada.
Actually, you know what?
Like, oh, what was that last part you said about Canada and ferrets afterwards? But people come up to me after my shows, and they start going, I mean, the thing is that I've found the one unifier in everything. You can't talk about how Asians are bad drivers and have everybody love you, because the Asians would be like, dude, you are stupid. But you can talk about how the man is out to hump all of us and have everybody go, dude, you're totally right. I've got cholos with, like, neck tattoos, like 6'4", going, bro, that stuff you're talking about us and our debt to China, bro, is totally amazing, bro.
Well, we do have to mobilize those people. The more of those
Absolutely.
People that we have, the better chance we have at, you know, bringing the Constitution and Bill of Rights back into focus, because they are so out of focus right now. And
wow.
this G20 communique and this new world order that Gordon Brown is talking about, basically what just happened is that they decided they're all going to collude together. Any third world nations that aren't in on the mix, they're going to hold sanctions against. There's
yeah.
going to be no there's going to be no tax havens, which means if you don't play ball, then they're just going to send NATO forces into your country openly. They won't even do it covertly like they did in South America in the past. And I really do believe, you know, with the birth of this global currency, Obama's real job is to bring in the North American Union. I mean, they are crashing this economy completely out. I mean, when we were telling people this, you know, 2-3 years ago, oh, nothing's going on. Now people are at least admitting, yeah, I just lost my job. Yeah, it looks like I'm going to lose my house. But they're still not figuring out that this was on purpose. You know,
well, it's insanity. Because
yeah.
if you look at the bailouts of the $12.8 trillion, it's just mind-boggling. And what I tell people on stage is that all that's going to do is create inflation. That's the only thing it's going to do. And you know why I know? Because I was in Beverly Hills recently, and I had a $42 hamburger. $42!
Oh, you're kidding.
And I couldn't taste $42 worth of meat. I could taste like $7 worth of meat. And, well, the reason is because it was $7 on the menu, and then Wells Fargo added a $35 insufficient funds charge.
Oh,
for
I see what you're
burger
saying.
Cost of see. See, I have to add the stupid in there,
it's good
but
stuff.
I have to talk about it on the front end, you know, because... You know, you're not going to get, you're not, George Carlin, God bless him, and he's an amazing comic. Mm-hmm. His last show to me was a little preachy. And it's hard to be a comic and be preachy. You still have to be comedic. And that,
yeah.
there are definitely several ways of getting out. Alex, you know, and you guys talk about promoting making DVDs. You mm-hmm. talked about today making a sign and put it on the interstate.
Yeah.
My way is making people stop kidding themselves and make them laugh in the process. Because, you know, it is really hard to wake people up, brother. You know,
no, it's difficult. It is difficult, but it's not impossible. And as
no.
soon as we realize that and we start to, you know, accept the fact that we're not going to change people in an hour or a day, it's like you're telling jokes. Some of those things might not set in for somebody for another week, for a month, but at least you're planting the seeds. And through entertainment, that's so important, because we are such a zombified society that's all about, you know, Comedy Central and MTV. I mean, that's what I tell people. People speak the language of films. They don't read anymore. You know,
well,
I mean,
when I
people
was talking
don't
to you earlier
read.
About
yeah.
the community of North Dakota,
mm-hmm.
one thing that I believe is the biggest detriment to what's happening is the iPod nation, the cell
yeah.
phone nation, the people that are so on their individualistic trip that they're just stuck on themselves and their own, you know, sort of little individual entertainment ideas. So, I mean, mass entertainment is one thing, but there's also the idea that individual entertainment is making people break up from one another. And they talk about how, wow, we're so easily connected. Well, I disagree. I think that the only way people are connected is socially connected. If you're just on the internet and you've got 1,000 friends on MySpace, how many friends do you really have?
Yeah, you know, I it's a tool like anything else. Technology
totally.
Can be used to empower or enslave us. It's that double-edged sword. Like, you know, I use MySpace all the time, not only to keep in touch with people I went to college with or in high school or my friends and family, but I also use it to network with people that I have no idea who they are, you know, try
hey,
to find out
Herman,
what's going on the weekend.
Will you add me on MySpace, bro?
Have I not added you? I was going to say, if I have not added you, yes,
dude,
of course we're
going
to.
Dude, add me right now. Okay, here it goes. You add me or I'll add you. Go.
All right, I got no computer in
I'm
front
clicking,
of me.
I am clicking on my... No, I'm just kidding. Not really.
But you know what? But you're right. There are those people that just spend their entire life on MySpace. They create this virtual world for themselves, and they're just kind of stuck there. It's kind of like... It's almost like an extension of those Dungeons & Dragons dorks into, like, these people that are just wholly on the web, and they're so immersed in it, and they're afraid to get up and talk to people. And that is detrimental to society, because if we do want to win, we have to be human beings again. And, you know, I talked about this on the Alex Jones Show today. Martin Luther King Jr. was so successful, not only because his movement was righteous, but because he mobilized people out into the streets and out into the visible public.
Do you have a problem with Dungeon and Master, Dungeon and Dragons, bro? Because I'm Dungeon Master number 4 at Yahoo.com. I don't know if you.
Is that how you're rolling?
I agree. But what we're talking about is waking people up. And the reality is you need to choose your battles.
Mm-hmm.
And your battles, don't choose your battles because they're their proximity to you. So don't try and wake up your dad if your dad is not into it.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you love your dad, you still have to work on him, or your brothers or whatever. You still have to work on him. But there are people that you know in your life that you love dearly that will not change. So don't start there. Start with the dudes that are open to it and aware. Maybe and I don't know what the formula for that is. I don't know, you can't look at somebody and say, okay, gross domestic product or his current income level and his ethnicity and where he lives and what he smokes or does not smoke or drinks or does not drink. And then there's the formula for the person that's ready to wake up. That's not the case. But you know, in talking to people anyways, which ones are ready to listen, which ones are capable of listening, and which ones are smart enough that when they're going to get it, they're going to do something with it. Other than that, you'll get better at waking people up, but you might want to give them some space.
All right, we have Sheldon Anderson. We'll be back after this. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmis, myspace.com/IamSheldon, InfoWars.com, and, of course, PrisonPlanet.tv.
In the New World Order's war against humanity,
you got
Barack
Jones?
Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
I'm a one-man revolution. The time is nigh. The day is dark. There's only one solution. 'Cause I'm a one-man. I'm a one-man. I'm a one-man revolution.
All right, folks, we are back. Final segment with Sheldon Anderson. And then we're going to have Alex Jones at the top of the hour to discuss some of these New World Order articles. Sheldon, how can people get a hold of you and see you? I know you play over at the Comedy Store a lot. What else can people see you in?
Oh, well, I mean, every Friday night they could see me at the Comedy Store if they're around here. You know what? I'm sort of all over the board right now, and so I'm not putting. You know, I'm really working on screenplays and working on a one man show called The Patriots Act.
Mm-hmm.
That's really just going to be hard hitting with some rock and roll music in it and stuff. So, you know, I don't know. That's a good question. I should probably figure that out at some point. Hey man, there's a million people that want to see you. Where they should go? I'm like, just hang out in L.A., bro. Pretty much there. I have no idea, dude. I'm figuring it out still.
Yeah, you're figuring it out. So what's the ultimate goal out there? I mean, are you looking just to be a comedian? Do you want a television show? Do you want the Comedy Hour on HBO? That's a coveted prize among comedians. What's the big goal?
Oh man, that's a great question. The thing about LA is this: as soon as you say what you think the big goal is, it will change, and you will no longer be able to achieve that goal.
Uh-huh.
It's a weird way that, but I mean, I want to focus on stand-up comedy. I love it. Yes, I want to be on HBO and Showtime. I'm definitely going to get on the Comedy Central. I've written a couple of screenplays. One of which is going to be produced. It's a Western comedy, so I'm interested in starring in that and producing that. So, I'm across the board doing a bunch of different things. What I'm most interested, you know, in my dialogue with you,
uh-huh.
and what I can do on stage is. How effective can I be in doing two things simultaneously, making people laugh and telling them the truth? So,
yeah.
And I want to do that on stage, and I want to do that in front of people, because that's where I'm the best at. So from that point, all things emanate, and from that point of emanation, I don't know where it all goes.
You know, you mentioned George Carlin earlier, and he's one of my favorite stand-up comedians of all time. I'm into David Cross, him, Dave Attell. Louis Black, to some extent, he's a little left-leaning for me, but, you know, funny stuff. He did his best work, in my opinion, later in his career with Life is Worth Losing, where, I mean, they featured a lot of that in Zeitgeist, but even before that, I had clips out for this movie I'm working on now. I mean, he went over the fact that, you know, it's a big club, and we're not in it, and they don't care about us. And, I mean, he talked about how that same club is used to beat you over the head all the time to tell you what to believe with their media. He talked about No Child Left Behind. I mean, that was truly, to me, a Renaissance man performance. And if you were able to have half the career that George Carlin, I mean, I think that was a huge accomplishment, don't you?
Well, it was amazing. It was incredible. And, you know, he only was able to get that information out in that way because he was George Carlin. We're intelligent and fortunate enough to be blessed by God to have the same information as George Carlin, and I walk to the HBO right now with it, they just laugh in my face.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm on my way. It's the comedian's route is one of the toughest in the world, I think, because mm-hmm. you go up every night. I'm going to go up. Literally, when I hang up the phone with you, I'm off to the Comedy Store to get up in front of people. They may hate me mm-hmm. with what I have to say tonight, and but you got to know your audience. And the reality is. You know, a lot of people would not like what George Carlin said. So, just like you have your favorite comedians, another person have their favorite comedians. And so, what is funny is for interpretation. What is truth is not. This idea where Wikipedia or in 2007, I think the number one word was truthiness. Or what year was it? Truthiness? That is like, mm-hmm. that's like a word saying pregnantish. It's truth and there's not truth. Period.
That is very true.
When towers fall down at free fall rate, and they're the only three towers in the history of the world to fall down that were steel structures due to fire, and they fall at free fall rate.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious, isn't it? I mean, especially after that one fire over in, where
China?
Is it? It looked like a bullet of flames, huge flamethrower.
And this is funny, because people are so pro-America. Well, it's so America. We're America. You gotta love America. It's the best place ever. Listen, buddy, if you're so pro-America, then what about our engineering? If China can beat us that badly, then our engineering sucks. Well, our engineering doesn't suck. It's just as bad as the Chinese, just good. Well,
thank you so much for joining us.
Right, buddy.
Hey, good luck tonight.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633, or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We are now joined by the original Info Warrior himself, Alex Jones. Alex, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Jason, how you doing? Am I coming through loud and clear?
Yes, you are coming through loud and clear, sir.
Okay, good. I was on a cell phone earlier. Now I'm over at my parents' house, hanging out with them. Listen, I just called in tonight. I want you to go ahead and get the calls and get to that next short guest you've got coming up with the censorship or the persecution. Mm-hmm. But I just had to call in because it really hit me 3 weeks ago when the head of cybersecurity for Homeland Security resigned from his prestigious job, saying the Pentagon, the NSA, illegally are taking the web over and they're going to use it to control people and spy on the population. Mm-hmm. Now, he was in mainstream newspapers quoted as saying that. I've been trying to get him on the show. We've been contacting him, but I'm sure millions of people have been as well. But then Kurt Nemo earlier this week wrote a story linking to the bill, and I hardly made a big deal about it on air. We've just kind of gotten accepting to where, the federal government is taking over the entire internet. All the major private hubs, by law, they're hooked in to, admittedly in the bill, spy on you without warrants, shut the internet down, back doors in all of it. Now, that's basically already the case. The point is they're announcing it, and they're openly announcing the end of net neutrality, internet taxation. The New York Times is announcing, for your own safety, a new, kindler, gentler internet with no freedom. They're doing it now in plain view, and I'm not even yelling and screaming about it. And it's kind of like 2 weeks ago, the House and Senate bill with the compulsory national service, we barely get it stripped out. Last week, they reintroduced it under a new bill, and I don't even make a big deal out of it because, well, I fought that last week. They know our psychology. They wear us down. They do it over and over again to where you hate them more than ever, but you just know they're going to keep on coming. Well, we have to have that same attitude. And there's a story up on InfoWars.com right now that everybody's got to get out to everyone. We've got a link to it. It's Mother Jones, which is, you know, progressive, mm-hmm. You know, what you call liberal, and very well respected. It said, should Obama control the internet? And it goes through admitting what Jay Rockefeller said 3 weeks ago, that we, quote, should have never had an internet and that they're going to shut it down. And it says a new bill would give the president emergency authority to halt web traffic and access private data. And it said, should President Obama have the power to shut down domestic internet traffic during a state of emergency? Senators John Rockefeller, Democrat West Virginia, and Olympia Snow, Republican Maine, think so. On Wednesday, they introduced a bill to establish the Office of National Cybersecurity Advisor, an arm of the executive branch that would have vast power to monitor and control internet traffic to protect against threats of critical cyber infrastructure. The broad power is rattling some civil libertarians. Now, I've read the bill. It's the end of the web as we know it. That's why the head of the department resigned, saying this is a Pentagon takeover of the whole web. So, you know, governments openly announce that they're going to shut down the web and censor and restrict it. And I make these videos and I warn people and they go, oh, Alex is exaggerating. They're set up a new world order, but it's not that bad. In that communique you covered today, it's all there. Everything you do tracked and traced. Every job you have has to be global government approved. Your taxes are to be paid to a global government of private criminal eugenics bankers who are totally ruthless and evil. See, folks, it isn't just big government we have, a corrupt government. It's the most wicked, out-of-control government you can imagine. And they're coming after everything. You know, again, they want to shut the web down and control it because they don't want you to be able to bitch and gripe when they take your pension fund and everything you've got. They're going to rob us. That's what this is about, people.
Absolutely. We'll be back with Alex Jones after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked their results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and did you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
Folks, we are back, and literally hundreds of articles with the headline New World Order just in the past 24 hours. Let me just read some of them to you before we go back to Alex Jones. Barack Obama's New World Order, Time Magazine, BBC, New World Order emerges from chaos. Le Monde, this is the biggest one in France, a truly New World Order emergence, global currency closer. This one's out of the Press Association, New World Order hailed after rescue, The Telegraph, G20, a New World Order. Let's see. New World Order built on shaky foundations. This is out of the Scotsman. Financial Times. The first bricks in a New World Order. Mail Online. Brown does do God as he calls for a New World Order in sermon. Let's see, ushering in a new economic order. And I'm not even, I have other, I mean, I'm not even done. The new nation, G20 summit, new world order. The Cornell Daily Sun, G20 stillborn, new world order. Rudd bears witness to new global order as Obama shines on debut. I mean, this really, Alex, it seems to be their total and complete coming out party, that this is the terminology they're using for global government, and it is here.
Exactly. What they do is they stall the public. You know, when we read government documents, when we read CFR documents, when people 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 years ago would warn the public and say, look, it's the Council on Foreign Relations that published this book with all these world leaders saying they're going to have a world government, a financial dictatorship, micromanaging every facet of your lives. Here's the document. And then the mainstream media would say they're insane kooks, the CFR doesn't exist, there's no such thing as a new world order, knowing that 99.9% of people wouldn't go look it up. But now, since they are now setting it up, they can't deny it anymore, so they say, oh, we just thought of this system to save you from the economic crises, and guess what? It gives unlimited power to the bankers. So the issue here is now all these people that said the new world order didn't exist, we were insane schizophrenics, they're now saying, okay, they're calling it the new world order, but it isn't what you say it is. Well, yes, it is. They admit in all these mainstream articles, in the communique, this is global government of a private group of banks controlling every person on earth, setting global tax rates, setting global interest rates, controlling currencies with a world court, a world army, through NATO, through the UN, through these other mechanisms, the World Trade Organization. It's all been set up, just like the European Union was around for 40 years plus before it was openly announced. So everything is accelerating. There's a quickening now. You've got all these people that are psychologically invested in saying there's no new world order, there's no global government, there's no corrupt elite, none of that exists. You have all people that are invested in saying the Republican Party is good and is going to save me and I'm part of it. There's all these people that are invested in Barack Obama. No, don't tell me he's conning me. Don't tell me, you know, he's better than Bush. Yes, he's, quote, better than Bush, but he's a puppet, a front man who can sell you on the tyranny, so he's actually worse than Bush. It depends on how you look at it. In the final equation, he's a puppet. But you talk to these Obama people, and they just can't understand it because they're invested in the lie. Well, because you're invested in the lie, this is what's going to happen to you. You're going to lose most of your standard of living. Your children are going to be conscripted into giant world wars, and you're going to have things like bioweapons releases and more staged terror attacks in this country. And, folks, the globalists did stage 9/11. They are cold-blooded killers. They are joyful in their evil. They do enjoy doing these horrible things. And so you have to gauge everything they're doing by what their past activities and what their statements are. They believe that not only is human life cheap, but that we're garbage and filth and trash that has to be removed and gotten rid of. So they're doing a good thing when they kill 1,300,000 Iraqis. They're doing a good thing when they kill 3,000 Americans staging that terror attack, that false flag event 7+ years ago. So all I'm telling folks is the New York Times and hundreds of other publications are announcing they're getting ready to shut down the internet as we know it. Okay? They're openly announcing Israel's saying they're getting ready to go ahead and attack Iran. That'll start World War III. Obama and them are openly announcing a new global order run by the banks. So just understand, it's here. We were right all along. All we're doing is reading their own statements and their own plans and then integrating that in with a historical overlay. And the big issue here is you better let all your little Obama zombie Kool-Aid drinkers know George Bush could have never gotten through total NSA takeover of every major computer hub, including local telecommunications. Openly, it says openly spying on everyone with no warrants. I mean, this is light years ahead of what Bush did with the FISA, which we were against. And so, you know, he's light years ahead on the war, light years ahead on spying, light years on everything, because the establishment thinks they have conned enough people to go along with this. The New World Order crowd is absolutely going for broke right now, and so it's desperate. We are desperate. It is a desperate, serious situation. We're in dire straits. We have got to reach out to every Obama zombie we can and say, don't you see the con game? Bush and Obama work for the same people. They're carrying out the same agenda. He's just meant to make you stand down. And, folks, I know talking to these Obama idiots is a headache, but it's a headache talking to these Bush-supporting morons who were invested and bought into the fiction and the fraud and the, you know, we're under this spell. But we have to do it. And we have to get vocal and call Congress and everybody else, because they're making their move for amnesty for the illegals. They're making their move to take over the Internet and basically shut it down. They're making their move to start World War III. They're making their move to set up open. I mean, they've already got their world government, but now it's going to be total over every nation, regulating everything you do. I mean, you know, the OECD wants an 80%+ tax rate. That's one of the big management groups of the New World Order, for those that don't know, and that's in the communique.
Mm-hmm.
So this is it. I mean, you have the choice right now. Look, people are abused by criminals throughout history because they can't believe it's actually happening to them. And folks, it is happening. It is happening. Look at what happens in other countries. Look at how everybody else lives. Because we had forebears who weren't perfect, but who wanted freedom, we never had that type of tyranny here. Because people were willing to stand up and weren't slaves, and because, frankly, we were a bunch of wild killers in this country and a bunch of, you know, serious people, we could not be domesticated. Well, we are now fat, dumb, and happy. We have been domesticated, and we're being taken to slaughter right now. And everybody who thinks they're part of the system and who have decided to join this, you are destroying the greatest country on earth and helping bring the entire planet into darkness. And you're going to weep and wail and gnash your teeth and pull your hair out someday if this thing goes through, wishing to God you would have joined us now, early stages of this, now into the mid stages, when we still had a chance to turn this around and stop it. And I want to ask all the listeners listening on this Friday night, I know I've asked you before, please go to Infowars.com. Go to the bottom of the right-hand side. The Obama Deception for free is posted in the highest quality. We've got it on the web. You know, the highest quality for free I've found, the best encode. It's the full video from YouTube. Email it to your whole email list. Get it out to all your friends and family. Post it on multiple message boards, random message boards. Go into the Obama message boards and say, hey, what do you think of this film? Engage them. And again, people say, oh, that's futile. What can we do? Look how far we've already come. We literally are the opposition. We're the people they have congressional hearings about. And you know, the Violent Radicalization Act saying 9/11 truth is with terrorists and must be shut down. We're the ones the State Department talks about. We are the opposition to the New World Order, and we are huge. We are growing. That's why they want to shut down the web. So, again, the Obama deception shatters the left-right paradigm. We've got to fight back. We've got to resist because, yes, the establishment is arrogantly moving with tyranny right now against the people. And, yes, they're in the public's face. And, yes, they're committed to their cause and have gone past the point of no return. That gives them strength. That gives the New World Order strength. But at the same time, it's their weakness because it's all out in the open. There's no more denying it. There's no more playing games about it. It is a dictatorial, tyrannical world government, just like 4 months ago when the Financial Times of London ran the headline, and now for world government, and the writer and the papers owned by a Bilderberg Group member said, yes, we've been secret, yes, it's dictatorial, yes, it's world government, yes, it's authoritarian, but it's for your own good. Folks, they are here, they are moving, this is bondage. They don't like free market, they don't like you living well, they don't like you owning firearms, they are coming. Burmese, I'm going to let you get back to what you're doing. And I really, really appreciate you, my friend. And I'm just going to let you finish up the show and get to the other interview and all the callers. But we need a gut check, folks. We don't need to just get conditioned to all this information and, you know, start getting to the point where we just accept the fact that this is all happening. Things are bad now, but this is only the beginning. This is going to get absolutely horrific, and it's going to get harder and harder to fight. as things darken. So again, I'm just telling the listeners, get aggressive now while we still have the internet, while we still have these tools. Wake up as many people as you can, because people are finally ready to listen. That's why the establishment is going from the velvet-covered Iron Fist to the Iron Fist itself, is because they know their time is short, and they know that people are really listening to us and that we're really connecting with them right now. So again, go get the Obama Deception for free. Get it out to everybody. Buy the high-quality DVD at Infowars.com. That also supports us. Make copies of that. Go completely ape with this, and we can literally stop the New World Order. We can do it if we believe we can do it and if we take action. Jason Burmis, God bless you.
Alex Jones, everybody. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com, or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned, and right now we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com, or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
are back, and we're going to go to our guest right now. He's a member of, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, the band the Madeline Hayes. You can find them on myspace.com/TheMadelineHayes. That's M-A-D-E-L-E-I-N-E Hayes. I'm not pronouncing it right, am I, Zach?
Yeah, you are, actually. The MySpace is myspace.com/TheMadHayes.
The Mad Hayes. Okay, that's right. I'm kind of blurred looking at it. So basically, you got a hold of me on MySpace. You guys were playing a show that you were booked at, and you started playing something apparently that was not up to snuff. And not only did you get kicked off the stage, but you got escorted out by police?
That is correct. We started off our set and played our first song. The second song that we were going to play is a song that, you know, we've recently really started getting into. You know, the 9/11 movement and 9/11 truth, largely due, you know, to you and Alex Jones. You know, the band has started watching the movies, you know, Loose Change and Truth Rising and Endgame and, you know, the Obama deception. Really started kind of doing some research, and we wrote a song about it and, you know, kind of went into a brief little speech about, you know, where the inspiration for the song came from. Got about 2 minutes into the song, and next thing you know, a police officer comes up to the front of the stage, starts talking to the band's tour manager, and we really didn't know anything about what was going on at that time. We're on stage, we're playing music, you know, it's a rock show, and we're having a good time. We, you know, kind of figured it might be something to do with a volume issue or something, and before we know it, there's several more officers at the stage, and they were, what we found out later, we're telling our tour manager that it wasn't a volume issue, it was a content issue.
That's just insane to me. I mean, it's not even like this is the promoter. This is police officers coming up and saying, no, your speech is not free in this country. How dare you? And then what happens from there?
Well, they forced us to cut our set short and told us that we needed to pack up and leave. So we pack up, you know, we got off stage, got our gear loaded out, and got in the car. Soon as we got onto the main road, we were pulled over.
This is unbelievable.
And a cop actually pulled our drummer out of the car and proceeded to give him about, I think it was like 3 field sobriety tests. He passed all of them with flying colors. Mm-hmm. And after he passed all the field sobriety tests, he then felt it still necessary to administer a breathalyzer, which our drummer also passed. And they then told us that that they couldn't hold us for anything, and they were going to let us go, and then they proceeded to tail us until we reached the interstate. So, I mean, we basically felt like we kind of got run out of town.
I mean, this is just insane. I want to take it back a step and find out how you guys became awake in the first place, how you come across a movie like Loose Change or one of Alex Jones's films or his radio show to start this awakening process, and then really only have your belief systems verified after looking into this, where we don't have free speech in this country, and we are harassed by authorities when we speak our minds, when we try to speak the truth. I mean, it is a reality.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, when the events of 9/11 took place, I mean, I thought, I'm sure probably what, you know, most Americans thought, oh my God, this was a terrorist attack, this is terrible, I can't believe this is happening. And then, you know, a few years go by and, you know, you start seeing things, you know, well, I mean, I'm sure they started occurring much before that, but it was a few years before I started really seeing things pop up. And once I, you know, started seeing the, you know, the different footage, you know, the Building 7 falling, you know, for apparently no reason, and then finding out, you know, why Building 7 actually fell, and, you know, hearing the structural explanations of the two towers and how, you know, wasn't really feasible that they would have fallen that way because of, you know, the planes hitting them the way they did. And that's what really started me thinking, you know, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's when we really started researching it as a band, and upon learning everything that we learned, we just decided, you know what, we've written a song about this, and it started off as a song, and now we've just decided that, that, you know, a lot more, we want to say a lot more, and we feel that a lot more needs to be said about it, you know, not only about 9/11, but about the continuing things that are going on
with the New World Order and the attempts at global government and population control and just everything that's going on, and we really wanted to start being more of a part of it and putting our two cents in.
We've got Zach from the Madeline Hayes on the line. It's the InfoWars with Jason Burmes. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
I knew she was a virgin when I first met her. Rockin' stockings and poppin' out of the Catholic school sweater. Mom told me she could do better than a criminal. 17-year-old psychotic trying to be lyrical. I never meant to break her heart and fuck up her life, but I was careless instead of treating her right. I seen her again at some club stripping and wondered if I could have made her life different.
I made a mistake. Yes, I did.
All right, folks, we are back. We have Zach from the Madeline Hayes, the band. You can see them at myspace.com/TheMadHayes. I want to talk to you a little bit about, you know, the authorities and how they handled this situation. I mean, obviously you were pulled over because of what you said in that club. There was no probable cause. You know, they give you all these field sobriety tests. It just shows you that, you know, these guys will say anything to try to get you into the system if they don't agree with your position. I mean, there was no reason to pull you guys over. It was probably, what was it, early evening when this happened?
Yeah, we had left the club. I mean, it wasn't like it was, 3 a.m. in the morning. I mean, they saw us leave the club. They knew the vehicle we were driving. They knew exactly who they were pulling over. You know, they were pulling us over with the express purpose of hassling us and trying to, you know, get anything that they could on us. And, I mean, we were getting up on stage. We were wanting to do a good thing. We were wanting to speak out about 9/11 and, you know, just really, you know, get the message out there about it and hopefully, you know, just opened a few more minds, you know, is our ultimate goal, and, you know, just get the word out there. And, I mean, we're really just flabbergasted that this happened, you know, to us. I mean,
it hits really close to home when it's actually right there in your face and you see how the system does work and how, you know, just saying the slightest thing out of line, all of a sudden you have the authorities on your ass. I mean, I'm sure the last thing you thought, number one, was that you were going to be kicked off a stage. Number two, that you were going to be escorted out by cops. Number three, that you were going to be pulled over and harassed after the fact, all for trying to sing a song and enlighten people to the truth. You know, not some far-out conspiracy theory, you know, not, you know, some wild, radical idea. The truth about what's going on in this country.
Right. And, you know, we're really starting to question, and, you know, maybe you can answer this question for us, possibly. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we really want to know what a local police officer's motivation is, you know, for doing that. I mean, has the New World Order, has the government leaked down that far into, you know, small-town local police officers?
Well, yeah. Well, the thing is, what they do is they scare these police officers. Did you see the MIAC report by chance?
I have not.
All right. Basically, about 3 weeks ago, this police officer sends us this report. It's the MIAC report, and it's in Missouri, but it is a federal program in which public and private sectors are going to have this thing sent out all over. And it criminalizes and makes it out to be that people who are Ron Paul supporters, Bob Barr supporters, Campaign for Liberty supporters, Chuck Baldwin supporters, if you have five different kinds of bumper stickers other than the American flag, you're a terrorist. I mean, this whole document associates us with people that are going to shoot cops, white supremacists. It actually mentions people that talk about the New World Order in a defamatory manner. If you talk about global government in a defamatory manner, if you think, if you're pro-Second Amendment, another thing in the document is that if you talk about RFID technology or the microchip, you can't be trusted. And we actually had a caller call into this show earlier in the week whose girlfriend got pulled over in Los Angeles County, and when she asked why she got pulled over, it was because she had a Ron Paul OA bumper sticker. So this is something that you distribute to cops nationwide, and they say, these are the people that are going to shoot you in the face. So the really brain-dead ones that only spend time, you know, at work and then go home watching football and time with their family have no idea what's going on in the real world, believe this crap. And they think that, you know, we're domestic terrorists and we're the enemy.
And that's just, I mean, that's preposterous to think that doing things, like, I don't know if this is from the same bill that you're talking about, but I have heard, like, if you have any part of the Constitution on your person, mm-hmm. when you're pulled over or when you're approached by a police officer, they consider that an act of terrorism.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a terrorist
document.
To have
the Constitution. I mean, that's, I can't mm-hmm. think of anything more American that you could possibly do than
no, I agree.
Having, you know, a copy of the Constitution on you.
And actually knowing what it says and what your rights are, you know, that was highlighted back in 2001 in Alex Jones's Road to Tyranny. They pull this woman over. You know, there's a Fourth Amendment breaking checkpoint. You know, no reason whatsoever. She asks if she's required to give her license up because she hasn't done anything. They tell her, you know, if you don't give us your license right now, we're going to take you out of the car. They take her out of the car. They put her into cuffs, and then they start going through her car, and they're like, they see Tom Clancy novels and a pocket constitution, and oh, it looks like this is, you know, contraband right here, terrorist documents. And then the one guy turns to the other guy, I wonder if I can take this. And he wants to steal the woman's constitution after calling it contraband, after pulling her over for nothing. I mean, we have slid down into this, you know, iPhone culture where we are so dumbed down. Most people don't know what the three branches of government are. They don't understand that we're supposed to have checks and balances. They don't understand that this is a country that was supposed to be for and by the people. They're also brainwashed by this Obama propaganda. You know, this guy's going to save us. Meanwhile, he's on the world stage this weekend with Gordon Brown, who openly called for a New World Order. I mean, did you catch any of that? Did you catch any of the G20 New World Order talk?
No, I've heard some about it. I actually had some friends of mine that were going to the protest in D.C., and, you know, which I thought was great and wished very much that I could join them. But, you know, so they talked to me a little bit about it, but, you know, didn't really go into any depth as to exactly what it was surrounding and...
Well, basically, they just announced that they're going to have a new world bank system, that anybody that's not in on the plan, they're going to hold sanctions against, that there's going to be a world tax, that there's a new global currency that they're printing, and literally the headline out of Time magazine only hours ago, and we're going to put it up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, is Barack Obama's New World Order, Friday, April 3rd, 2009. And this is just one of like 25 articles I printed, just printed within the last 2 days. It's all over the place. It seems like they're now announcing that this is real and that this is their new structure of global governance, and we are going to be a part of it. And even Bloomberg, you know, they said G20 shapes New World Order with lesser role for the U.S. and its markets. So basically, we're supposed to become subservient. We should fall into a second world nation because we've had it too good for too long. And that's what this New World Order is all about. Less for us and more for them. And that's why I feel like we do have to get up and use any means necessary peacefully to inform the people. You know, music's one way. We had a comedian on before. You know, I do a talk radio show. I also make documentary films. There are so many ways that we can reach out to the populace. I just want to commend you for what you guys are doing. Where can people see your stuff, by the way?
We have, obviously, the MySpace page. We're working on recording more things. We have an album out called In Search of Lost Time that really kind of goes through, you know, basically a lot of the things that have happened in my life. And, you know, basically the first album that we released is about our past, and, you know, we were really wanting to take things in a new direction and wrote this new song and started doing that, and have since decided, you know, the 9/11 truth community and you know, the entire movement as a whole has just kind of embraced us. We're playing live shows as much as possible. We have actually been invited onto the bill as one of the bands in the Real Change and Transparency Conference that's happening September 11th through the 13th, which is it's a very, very big deal. It's going to be a great 3 days.
Where's that taking place?
It's in New York.
Oh, excellent!
Yeah,
very, very
New York City. It starts with a big rally and the concert on Friday, and then it's 2 days of just thousands of people, you know, just coming together and standing up for 9/11 truth and just basically saying that, you know, we need government accountability and transparency.
And that is the goal. I mean, we do need an independent investigation to what happened on 9/11. We really can't expect this administration, you know, this Obama administration, to be any different from the Bush administration. You know, we need real answers to these questions, and we have to expose to people that this is one of the tools, one of the modus operandi of this globalist crime syndicate. False flag terror is one of their main modes of control, along with the monetary system and eugenics. False flag terror is top tier. I mean, top three. It's how we get into wars, whether it be, you know, World War II, you know, with the Pearl Harbor incident, whether it be Vietnam with the Gulf of Tonkin, or whether it be this quote-unquote war on terror with 9/11, we see history continue to repeat itself, and that's why it's so important that we continue to press on these issues.
Exactly. You know, creating, you know, we basically see exactly what you're talking about. We, you know, it's that's what we've really recently opened our eyes to, is the fact that, you know, the government we see now creates these issues, you know, and they feed it to the American people as something that we need to be afraid of and something that we need to focus on, while in the meantime, you know, they're just using it for their own personal agenda to forward and just try to get more power, you know.
Exactly.
More and more and more power.
Exactly, and it's a consolidation of power, and it's problem-reaction-solution. And we see the same thing from this administration. I mean, we have this new leader of the Taliban who's just surfaced, and he's saying he's going to attack the White House, and Obama and his administration are saying that an attack on U.S. soil is likely. And you know, if there's another attack in the United States on any kind of large scale, people are just going to rally around this president no matter what the economy is. And they're just going to cow down yet again. I hope that we've woken enough people up that at least there'll be some hesitation, at least there'll be some opposition. There won't be the constant flag sucking that we saw after 9/11. Because, you know, this is one of the points I've been making recently. You know, after 9/11, they didn't use George Bush as this iconic symbol to get things passed. No, they used the American flag. And right. after, you know, 8 years of Bush, instead of using the American flag, they literally created a cult of personality icon like Barack Obama being on the cover of The Amazing Spider-Man, being on the cover of Rolling Stone, literally looking like a god. People saying, you know, this is the president of the world, having the Pepsi logo look exactly like the Obama logo, literally right. deifying this guy. And it's not the flag anymore. It's actually a cult of personality, a figure like Barack Obama. And we haven't seen anything like that in this country ever. It's like Stalin, it's like Mao, it's like Hitler. And to me, it's very, very scary that that is the symbol of America right now.
It is. You know, I personally mm-hmm. want a president. I want a leader of this country. I don't want a rock star.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd like yeah. to be a rock star, you know. but yeah, I mean, they're just making him out to be, you know, it's the same thing with Clinton, you know, where they, you know, they had him go on Arsenio Hall show and he's playing saxophone and he's, mm-hmm. you know, appealing to the children. And that's all great, you know, but just I really see that with Obama, they're just kind of pushing it too far. I mean,
well, they're putting it on another level. With Clinton, you know, there are a lot of similarities because they're both Democrats. They're both very slick talkers. You know, right. they address people. They speak to them. They seem like they can get out of any situation. I was a fan of Clinton. I was bamboozled for those very same reasons. I watched Clinton on Arsenio Hall.
As was I.
You know, I was a young guy then. I wanted to believe in my presidency. You know, we weren't at war at that point. The economy was good. It was a lot easier to believe in this guy. Who cared if he had sex with this intern or that woman? It didn't matter to me, right? You know, that was nothing. You know, you get this guy in, though, he's inheriting something completely different. He's inheriting our country in two separate wars on the verge of a police state, and he promised he was going to pull back. We're going to get out of the war in Iraq. That's a total lie. We're going to have at least 50,000 troops there and probably more until the end of 2011, just in time for the next election. I mean, give me a break. We're going to propose more troops in Afghanistan, so we're obviously not getting out of that war. Right. He also said, oh, we're going to repeal some of these, you know, broad powers the Bush administration put in there. No, we didn't repeal Patriot Act 1, 2, parts of 3. We didn't repeal the Military Commissions Act. We continued renditions. We didn't really shut down Gitmo. And when they do, it's not like these people are going free. They're just going to another torture facility. So, right. you know, those are the things that I try to explain to people who voted for Barack Obama. And right off the bat, I tell them, you know, this is the first time I ever voted for a president. And I actually voted for Cynthia McKinney, a black woman who I knew had no chance of winning. And, you know, I didn't vote for her because she was a woman or she was black. I voted for her because she was the best person for the job. I knew she didn't have a chance, but I had to vote my heart. And I hope that somewhere down the line, if our vote is ever going to matter, that we can get beyond this right-left, conservative-liberal, Democrat-Republican scheme and possibly bringing in a third-party candidate or get a Ron Paul elected. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
You know,
I had a lot of friends of mine that, you know, they were like, we really want to vote for Hillary. You know, we think Hillary is the best person for the job, but we see that Hillary's falling behind a little bit in the campaign, so we're going to vote for Obama, you know, just for, you know, for Democratic immunity. You know, just to ensure that, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, so you're voting for someone that you don't agree with, you don't really want in office, just to have a Democrat in office. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, and I told him, I was like, don't you realize that there's not really a difference there? I mean, you know, it's politics, you know, and they're trying to lead us to believe that you know, oh well, the Republicans and the Democrats, and we're at war with each other. You know, Republicans want the completely different things from the Democrats, and you know that's one big thing that that I really learned from watching the Obama deception, is that, you know, that's not the case. You know,
yeah, the same guys are in the background in the lobbyist groups and the think tanks and the organizations like the CFR and the Bilderberg Group, and they own both parties, you know. It's right. very hard to get elected in this country if you don't have hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars or that in support. So to be elected to Congress or Senate, you are almost certainly in the pocket of the special interest. It is only in rare occasions that you are not. And this is reflected in the rhetoric and the policies that have been passed, especially in the last 6 months.
Right.
I mean, you look at something like the Give Act, and they make it, it's always the Patriot Act or the Give Act, and it sounds so great. You get in there and you read about this mandatory service bill, you read how they're gonna hijack 9/11 as a day of service and remembrance, where they're gonna have memorials all over the country, and they're gonna do knock and talks all over the country trying to recruit people for Obama's Youth Corps. This is so scary and Hitlerian, it is beyond the pale to me.
Hey, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. but isn't that basically called the draft?
It is, except for the fact that it's not the military anymore. They actually created, in this Give Act, a private national service corporation. So it's going to be a corporate army. And God knows what, you know, they haven't outlined, you know, whether they're going to give them weapons or what facilities are there. But they are saying that people will not only have to volunteer part-time, but there will be full-time service for those who want it. So what that says to me is all these people that are losing their jobs, you know, don't know how they're going to pay their bills, they're going to come across and say, hey, you want to keep your car? Hey, you want to keep your home? Volunteer full-time. We'll give you this great new government job. This is how they're planning on revitalizing the economy and doing so on a global scale by creating even more bureaucracies and more global governance.
Yeah, and I mean, it's honestly just really terrifying to me, you know, to see where the direction of the country is headed. And I'm one of, you know, I was one of the people that, you know, I was very much against the Bush administration. You know, I saw the things that they were doing. And, you know, that's when I really first started getting political. You know, it was when I saw that and, you know, just didn't want to see the government, you know, the government continue on the path that it was taking the country in. And I was one of the same people that, you know, I saw Obama and I'm like, I got to vote for this guy. He's got, you know, he's saying the right thing.
He tricked a lot of people. Good. That image was there. I thank you so much for joining us, Zach. It's the Madeline Hayes or myspace.com/TheMadHayes. We'll be back taking your calls after this. It's the InfoWarrior, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
I'm not a problem.
to the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. What a jam-packed show. The past couple of nights have been great. I really enjoyed Sheldon Anderson. He was really hilarious. We had Alex join us, and then we just had the Madeline Hayes on talking about this, you know, ever-encroaching police state and harassment, not only getting thrown off stage by the police for trying to sing a song, but then followed by the police and forced to do this massive sobriety test and have them search their car. Isn't that lovely? It's the new America. All right, I promise I go to your calls. Let's do it. Let's go to Arthur in Massachusetts. Arthur, what's up?
Hey! Let me put you back on. You got me?
Yeah, I got you.
Hey, good to hear from you. I've been trying to call a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
To Alex Jones there. And I really want to thank you for supporting Alex, you know, so he could go out fishing today.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good that he gets a chance to spend time with his family. They're really lovely people.
Oh, well, you know, he'd been burning the candle at both ends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just never ending. I got a few things. Finances.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all know about the fractional banking by now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something that could be done. One note is the local bankers, the co-ops,
mm-hmm.
they actually didn't have the problem.
No, they didn't. A lot of people, in fact, a lot of the smaller banks that took that TARP money ended up giving it back or not taking it at all because they didn't want all the government restrictions. They were doing fine.
But the thing is, it's like myself, it's like, you know, I normally carry $100, $200 a month on a credit card, but I pay it off without the finances
mm-hmm.
because I pay it off every month. But still, fractional banking, you know, you put the debt on them, they can cash in on it. And now when you have, okay, you got 300 million people in the U.S., well, let's say half of them, you know, because half of them aren't using that, but most people have credit cards, use them.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you don't have that on, you have $100 on it. Now you're talking billions of dollars.
Well, sir, I mean, let's be honest. What they tried to do is they tried to get everybody into debt. They were very successful in doing so. That's why they gave all these high school and college kids at least these $500, $1,000, sometimes $5,000 spending sprees because they knew that they were never going to pay it off in time. They knew they could collect debt perpetually, all this interest, and just collect all this money that was never there to begin with. I mean, that's the game, to get us, the American citizens, into perpetual debt, to bow down to our lords at the World Bank and the world government that is now in place. I thank you for the call, Arthur. I got to jump. I've got so many callers. Let's jump to Charles in Florida. Charles, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason. I wanted to ask you if you could ever play Public Enemy, He Got Game, in one of your intros or outros.
I do like that. So, you know, that whole soundtrack is pretty good, but, you know, damn the game if it don't mean something. We can do that. I can get that track. I remember that track. I actually enjoy that movie. That's the movie with Ray Allen and Denzel Washington, who's never been bad in anything. So we'll try to get that one.
Thanks.
You got it, brother.
Both my parents, were either immigrants or son of immigrants, and they really excelled in the education field, and they got high-paying jobs for General Electric and Prudential.
Mm-hmm.
And my father was a financial analyst for metals and he still is a metals and paper commodity.
Charles, hold
really
over. Charles, hold over. We're going to talk about this on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. The call line is 866-582-9933. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633, or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Tonight we are back, and we're on the line with Charles in Florida. Now, your parents are well educated. You said that your father works there for big corporations like GE and Purdue. Continue.
Yeah, and he got fired from Prudential, and he started up his own independent research company. And the money's starting to dry up. The Wall Street money's starting to dry up, and it's just hard for the family to come back together because. My father was working a lot, traveling a lot. Mm-hmm. I got myself into trouble smoking pot and what's not. And now, you know, the family's kind of split up. I'm an only child, but I just wish, I guess, he could have remembered that it would have been better for him to make less money and mm-hmm. spend more time with me to teach me how to be a man growing up. I'm 21, just turned 21, and trying to figure this whole thing out. All this New World Order stuff's very confusing to me, and he knows a lot more than what he's saying. He's a really smart guy, and he's scared to come out with the truth, but because he's afraid that he'll lose his investment bankers and his big shot friends. But
well, the thing is that he's going to lose those people anyways. This you just said the money's drying up. Well, so are the jobs, my friend, and maybe you can take this as an opportunity to get a little closer to your father to find something common. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Kim in Texas. Kim, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
How are you?
Hello?
Yes,
hey,
yes, ma'am.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Okay, I got you on speakerphone. Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Oh, no.
You still with us, Kim?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm trying to get it on this damn phone. Don't freaking want to act right.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jason.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I've been out, spreading the word and everything, trying to inform people.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've had a lot of receptive people, I talked to a chick today earlier from Cali, and, mm-hmm. she's familiar with chemtrails and everything. But today, my mom, she was up in Sam's Club talking to, a well-educated, man. Happens to be a black man, and he, supports Obama and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, I walked up on the scene and everything, and I started talking to him and everything, and he's like, oh, well, you don't support him, you don't support him for what he's doing and everything. And, my mom, she didn't fill him in, on you and Alex.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, well, you ought to maybe get a leftist point of view of what's going on. Yeah, exactly, right?
Well, the thing is that he's stuck in that left-right paradigm right off the bat, and you have to explain, these guys were the most critical guys of the Bush administration, and the problem is that they have seen both the left and the right point of view, and it's just a controlled paradigm. The bottom line is these guys are owned by the same people. Continue.
Exactly. Thank you very much. I tried to explain that to him, mm-hmm. and, I gave him a card because, the group that I'm with, we got a bunch of cards, and it's got, places where you can go to get information and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, check it out, maybe you'll open up to what's really going on. And I told him, I said, you don't know about the CFR, you don't know about the Trilateral Commission and whatever else. And I told him about the CFR, and he was like, he came off with some other some other group. And I said, mm-hmm. no, Council on Foreign Relations.
Mm-hmm.
And, he was like, what is that? And I was like, well, apparently you don't know anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's just where all these global leaders go to speak, and they have their little think tank organizations, and Geithner said he was open to a global currency there, and Obama and his wife have pandered there prior to that, and Joe Biden is a proud member of the CFR, and this is what was started by the Rockefellers prior to the United Nations. It's a globalist front. These are the ones that put out documents in May of 2008 outlining what just happened at the G20. Kim, I thank you so much for the call. We're going to go to Leo and others on the other side. It's 866-582-9933. It's the InfoWars with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Did you know that the new energy czar wants to control how much power your electrical company allows you to have? It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Not if, but when.
Hi, Bill. I just wanted to call in and let you folks know that I got my solar backup generator hooked up and running. To tell you the truth, it's awesome. Not only was it easy to install, but it's powering my fridge, lights, TV, and shortwave radio. I now know that I'm one step closer to getting off the grid. Thanks for all your help.
This generator is solar powered, complete with battery backup, has no moving parts to wear out or break, and requires no gas. Don't wait for the energy czar to cut your power or raise your rates. Produce your own electricity for free. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Who gave the orders? No one asks about the crime. No one looks behind the curtain, and no one questions why. The only time we got is right about now. I cross my heart, I take the vow, I'll never turn, I'll never bend. I'm with you now until the end.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes.
Tonight's the tip.
We're going to continue with your calls. The call in line is 866-582-9933. Let's go to Leo in Massachusetts. Leo, what's popping?
Yeah, hey, thanks for taking the call. You know, could you get Alex to stop wasting time talking to the idiots out there? I know there's a lot of idiots and they write in, but he wastes valuable time gibbering about talking to all these idiots. And, you know, could you just put a word in for that? Anyway, I love the way Tarpley goes, extreme bankers. It's so, it sounds so funny.
Well, Tarpley is a very, very intelligent guy. We were a little bit ahead of the curve for Tarpley here. I mean, we literally had stacks on the IMF quantitative easing program, China calling for a global currency, articles on Geithner, that sort of thing, the Give Act and our coverage on that. But, you know, he is such a genius and a mind.
But he's still a Democrat, though.
Well, you know, he's a socialist. Let's be honest. Let's not even put him in the Democratic category. I think that he's one of those guys that believes that government is possible without corruption.
I think a lot of naive socialists get sucked in because, you see, communism to me is banker's socialism. Mm-hmm. And that's the sucking. Anyway, let's get back to the translation. Mm-hmm. Ever since he put those translations in at the bottom, I mm-hmm. wish he'd put them up at the top so they're more visible when mm-hmm. I post his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But has your numbers been going up ever since the translation's been on there?
Translation for what? I'm not exactly sure what you're talking about.
On each page of InfoWars at the very bottom is a translator bar with 35 different flags.
Oh, I don't even know. I don't even know if that's on mine because mine is more of a WordPress.
No, not yours. Oh. This is on InfoWars.
Oh, InfoWars? It's possible. You know, I go and check out the Alexa ratings. Anyway. The majority of our listeners are still, or viewers.
The main issue. The main issue. I.F. Stone Awards, the Izzy Awards, just came out. Mm-hmm. I was watching earlier tonight. I was watching who comes on after now on PBS? Bill Moyers.
Yeah.
And he had Goodman and Greenwald, who got the award, the Izzy Award. You know about that?
I don't know what it is, but I know who Greenwald is. Greenwald's the guy behind Outfox, and, of course, Amy Goodman is of Democracy Now.
Right. You know, she's the leading left gatekeeper, as we so lovingly call her. But I.F. Stone was a great writer, prober, and I think that we should start pushing for Alex to get the next year's I.F. Stone Award, and I think he deserves it, and he should be recognized as soon as possible.
I agree. You know, he is far unrecognized, and he is never given the credit he deserves. Even when that MIAC report breaks, it's not Alex Jones broke it or InfoWars broke it. It just magically appeared, my friend.
What is your function as a radio show? Are you teaching people anything? Are we in reorienting Americans to be the best that they can and to learn things? Is this what we're about?
I'm trying to be. I mean, I'm trying to be the guy that says, listen,
so
let's put down the remote control. Yeah.
Please do not blow me off when I talk about the journalism school. Mm-hmm. The University of Phoenix has internet degrees, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I
just don't see it. Listen, Leo, I appreciate the idea. I just don't see us having the capacity to do that. I mean, you can propose it to Jones, but let me tell you, you know how hard it is for me to get a movie made or how hard it is for me to get, you know, a guest on the show?
I'm talking about something much more real politic. I'm talking about hundreds of people training themselves to be reporters nationwide so every potty little town will possibly have access to an Alex Jones-trained legitimate investigative reporter who has passed the credentials. And those make us jump through the hoops so that we know what we're doing. Set up a curriculum.
All right, Leo, it's something you're going to have to take up with the Jonesmeister yourself, because I know if I mention it, he's going to be like, Burmese, are you crazy? Yeah, I barely have time to visit my kids. I thank you for the call. I just don't think it's going to happen. I don't want to get your hopes up and say this is a project that we can work on. Something that I can work on is to get people out to San Antonio on April 15th, get a bunch of people to print up this civilian inmate labor program and hand it to others after they debunk the FEMA camps on the 6th. I mean, that's something viably we can change. It's just like viably we change the legislation in the Give Act to end the term mandatory or compulsory, and it looks like 1710, the Electronic Verification ID Act in there is out as well. You know, short term, I can do this stuff. I don't have the time, you know, to go through the hoops of the University of Phoenix or some other, you know, online university to train people on how to be a reporter. Folks, it's this simple. Get a camera. Get informed on the issues, get in the building, and ask a tough question. Get it on tape. Upload it to YouTube. You know, those are the stories that we carry here. Citizen journalism is just as valid, if not more valid, than the mainstream journalists out there. And thank you for the call, Leo. I hope I'm not rubbing you the wrong way. It's just, I got to be real with you, man. No false promises here. All right, let's jump to For Freedom in California. Freedom, what's popping?
Hey, what's up, Jason? First, you're doing a great job.
Thank you, man.
Hey, that guy, I never heard of Sheldon. I just thought that was a great discussion. That guy's hilarious, and I'll be checking him out, so I appreciate you having him on.
Yeah, very funny guy, and, you know, that's another thing we like to, you know, the show isn't only just about informing people, it's also making it palatable for newcomers, and, you know, we had Patrice O'Neill on yesterday. I thought Patrice was great, but I think Sheldon might even be a little more funny.
Yeah, well, he's outstanding. I was really impressed. It was great listening to you guys talk, and then after that, I was listening to Zach's story, and I just thought that was outrageous to hear how their rights, their freedom of speech, were violated. And so, something I believe people can do, you know, anybody can do, and I would encourage anybody out there, when your rights are violated like that, you have to file lawsuits against these people.
Mm-hmm.
I've personally been attacked in my backyard. I was one morning just out there on a Saturday morning, and in came four police officers, and I was simply asking them, trying to understand what they were doing there. And next thing you know, I was choked unconscious and beat, and while I was unconscious, and been through a 5-year process. And now, when you actually go to sue these people, too, the thing that I learned is you have to be really careful about which lawyer you hire as well, because not all the lawyers out there are trustworthy. But
a lot of them collude with the prosecutors. it's a system. They know the judge. They know the guy on the other side. It's not like they're always working for your best interest, even though you're paying their paycheck.
Well, that's true, Jason. And my theory was the same. And I even hired a person from out of town. Mm-hmm. And what happened is some of these guys will take advantage of people who have been abused in this way because they're a person's in a vulnerable position. But there are good attorneys out there, so if anybody out there, you know, your rights are violated, like Zach or whoever, you know, get on top of it right away. Get all the information and then start, you know, don't just hire the first attorney but get the right attorney, sue these people. And that's a really effective way, you know, to make a difference. So I just wanted to put that out there.
You got it, Freedom. Thank you so much for the call. All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Kelly in New Hampshire. Kelly, what's up?
Hi, Jason?
Yes.
Okay, great. Hi, thank you for having me on.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say two things. One thing is that I listen to you on the phone, on my cell phone,
mm-hmm.
with that number that Alex has.
Yep.
So that's really convenient, and I want to thank him for doing that.
Oh, cool.
Because I can't get you on the radio around here.
Well, we do have podcasts, by the way, now. I know they're tough to find. We're going to put them at the top of my page. But if you go to theinfowarrior.com, you can either listen on demand, or now there is a podcast at the end of every show. And you just click on that, and you can right-click, save it, and play it on whatever you want.
Oh, awesome. Okay. I downloaded the TV show from PrisonPlanet.tv.
Killer.
Okay. But I wanted to ask you... I'm planning on starting a garden for the first time this year,
mm-hmm.
and I you said that you you have a garden.
Yep.
And I was wondering just how to start doing that. What's the best steps to take?
Sure. First of all, I have a big piece of land in my backyard. I got like 4 or 5 open acres. So all we did, and I know this is going to come across as kind of gross, but it's on the top of our sewage system, so it gets a lot of, you know, good soil, if you will. You know, it's very fertile right there. Then we just got a bunch of fertilizer from the local Home Depot or whatever, poured in there. We put a little chicken wire fence around it and just lined it up. And then we got tomato seeds, cucumber seeds. My niece really likes green beans. We did that. And then a couple sunflowers just for show that in a very short amount of time grew to be taller than I was. So it was really easy to do.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, okay. And it's fun. I mean, and you know what? It's kind of a middle finger to the establishment that you grow your own food. It doesn't mean you have to be totally self-dependent on your own garden, but it's nice to have, and it's something that, you know, me and my grandfather did when I was a kid and I enjoyed, and hopefully I can pass it on to when I have kids one day. Thank you for the call, Kelly. Let's jump to Alex in Georgia. Alex, you're up. Yes,
hey,
sir.
Jason?
Yes, sir.
Thank you guys so much, man, for all that you do.
Oh, thank you.
I got a specific tactic that I've been using to spread your information with, and I know for a fact that it works. I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Take your burn DVDs and hit newspaper stands and specifically target neighborhoods, you know, areas where you know the population.
Mm-hmm.
And just act like you're buying a newspaper and stuff 4 to 5 DVDs in each one.
Mm-hmm.
Get the top one so you know that they're going to get, you know, bought.
I like this right now. I got to tell you, this is one of those ways. One of the things that I've done before is when we went out to eat, we would stick them in menus so that people would open up their menu and be like, oh, what's this DVD? But, you know,
right. People
that are actually going out there for information in the morning anyway and going, hey, what's this DVD? That is an excellent way to do it. Other times we'll go out into mall parking lots. We'll put them on the tops of windowsills. That's a great, great method of doing that. Alex, thank you for the call. We're going to take more calls on the other side. It's the Info War with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
my Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery.
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today toll-free at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Tracks deep.
life it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. You better stop.
We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We're going to continue to just go right through your calls. I mean, we've got Sean Hannity opening up his program with the New World Order in his segment. We've got Anderson Cooper openly talking about how a New World Order was announced. We have Gordon Brown announcing it at the G20. We have the communique. We have 25-plus headlines here alone, including Time Magazine's Barack Obama's New World Order. Are we done arguing that it exists? Are we done debating that it's here? I mean, it is everywhere right now. All right, let's continue to go to your calls. Let's go to Lance in Illinois. Lance, you're on the phone.
Hey, Jason. Nice to meet you. Been listening for last month, and I really liked your show.
Oh, cool.
I've been listening to GCN for about a year, and I had a question. If if the finances are going to be held offshore, or the like a global bank, and that's going to be crediting the United States with, you know, crediting money. Does that mean that the military is going to be receiving their paychecks from this international body?
Probably not. Outright. But all right. For instance, the IMF is loaning out $1 trillion+, right? So the IMF is now converging with the Federal Reserve banking system. This is their global currency. This will go to these new establishments that they're creating, such as Section 15's new Financial Stability Board, the FSB, which will be a successor to the Financial Stability Forum. And it's going to include all G20 countries, FSF members, Spain, and the European Commission. So that will probably be the forum. And then they're going to use the OECD to go after rogue nations that aren't down with this new plan. Let me read you another subsection of 15. We will take action against non-cooperative jurisdictions. We stand ready to deploy sanctions to protect our public finances and financial systems. We note that the OECD has today published a list of countries assessed by the Global Forum against the international standard for exchange of tax information. So they're going to go after anybody that doesn't pay taxes to this institution as well. It is just complete insanity.
Oh, I agree. Also, the other thing I wanted to call in is kind of a little shameless plug, but I'm a sponsor on Truth News.
Okay, cool.
And I haven't got any customers at this month, and Will just called me and he wanted to know if I wanted to renew or not. So I just want to throw it out there, see if anybody needed a blog like yours.
Well, you know, we are going to take sponsors, but go ahead, man. Go ahead, plug it.
Oh, it's called Total Internet Hosting. It's like a blue and purple graphic on Truth News. And I have to make a decision the next day or two if I'm going to renew. But, you know, maybe I'll get a customer tonight.
Yeah, well, not only that, but try to get on board with us. I know they got lower packages for not only Truth News, but my new website and doing plugs on this show. So ask them about the Info Warrior. I got about, you know, half to a third of Alex's internet listeners. We do about 3,000 to 4,000 every night, sometimes more. You see the YouTube stuff. You know, I do the plugs here. We do need new sponsors. We want to keep this show going long after the year that I've been signed on for. And if you like this, you know, brand of truth, if you will, something a little different than Alex Jones, please do support us. Thank you for the call, Lance. Let's go to Dan in Florida. Dan, what's on your mind?
Yeah, what's going on tonight, Jason? Yeah, I just want to compliment you on the show. I think you're doing a pretty good job. Actually, an excellent job. But also, I just had a couple comments here. You know, about those mass graves on Infowars.com, you know, wow, that's absolutely incredible. That should be, like, probably the number one story in the United States right now.
And that's the, you're talking about the documentation that we talked about yesterday, the State of New York Department of State Division of Cemeteries, and this thing going out to all these different cemeterians, just to, so people know what he's talking about. They're talking 950 bodies per acre. See how many acres they have and if they can fit mass casualties from a biochemical attack or a natural disaster at their cemetery. Basically, they're surveilling where they can put the bodies. Continue.
Yeah, that is just absolutely phenomenal in a absolutely terrible way. I am so, you know, I'm absolutely blown away to find out that that's actually absolutely true. It's going on. It's pretty much a fact at this point. And it's absolute, it's leading to tyranny. It's just like Alex is saying, you know, it's
Well, there's got to be there's got to be a reason.
I can't even think of words for it. It's absolutely insane. Absolutely, I agree.
Dan, that's the New York one, but then we had a fella out in Alabama. And the only reason I'm saying it's from Alabama is because the pictures were sent from an Alabama address. The guy didn't give us a name, no information. And basically this guy was a truck driver going to a military installation. He saw all these plastic coffins. He couldn't believe it. He took all these pictures. He sent them to us, and we published them. And, you know, there's still a mainstream media blackout. You know, these don't exist. FEMA camps don't exist. It's Johnny Nonsense. We're going to come back with Dan on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Want to know my little secret? I have rich, delicious chocolate as much as I want every single day, and I never feel bad about it. Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea gives you real natural cocoa without any fat or sugar. Even better, Cocoa Pure is made with nutrients that keep my heart healthy, my energy levels up, and my body looking great. I'm having smooth, tasty chocolate every single day, and it's helping me stay healthier than ever. This holiday season, you can give yourself the gift of health by calling for a bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea. The only thing better than chocolate is healthy chocolate. Here's how you can get a bottle of delicious Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea.
For your risk-free bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea, call 1-800-204-6421. And if you call now, you can find out how to get a free bottle of Cocoa Pure with your order. Call 1-800-204-6421. That's 1-800-204-6421.
We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. I want to remind you guys that I blog over at theinfowarrior.com. If you missed any of that interview I did last night with Patrice O'Neill, a really good interview in my eyes. I had a great time. He's a very smart guy, very funny guy. We posted that in YouTube format over at the Info Warrior. Go check it out. Also, the podcast. We're going to go back to Dan in Florida and then take more calls after this. Dan, continue.
Yeah, I was just talking about the graves and stuff like that, the mass graves you guys mentioned on Infowars.com, basically expressing that I think it's completely terrible, and I'm absolutely shocked to hear that, and I think it should be the absolute number one story and probably every single news organization on in America right now, but it's not. But also, I just have a personal question, if you could actually possibly, you know, take a shot at this question here. I'm not going to mention the name of who I'm talking about. It's really a last name.
Mm-hmm.
But you and Alex and all the, you know, the researchers and stuff like that that check some of this New World Order stuff like that out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys mentioned a few key families with the key last names. Again, I'm not going to mention who it is.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody in my family recently married into one of those families, I want to say probably about 2 to 3 years ago, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering, it's probably one of the top two you guys mentioned, all right? Mm-hmm. I just want to say it's one of the big ones.
Okay.
But, and basically, they are rich, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The dude's a little mysterious and stuff like that. I don't really know what's going on with him and stuff like that. But his wife is really weird, and I just want to know those top few names that you guys mentioned that are connected to these elite fundamentally.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just because they have, you know, those last names, and they are completely rich, okay, and mm-hmm. in a mansion, just put those two pieces together,
mm-hmm.
does that mean that they are somehow connected to these things that are going on, or just because they have the last name, does that mean nothing?
I wouldn't say it means nothing. I would say that they're more apt to be used or handled as a tool. In other words, if they don't see the larger spectrum, because obviously it sounds like you're talking about one of the R words, whether it be the Rothschilds or the Rockefellers. I would guess the Rockefellers.
That's correct. That's yeah. absolutely correct. That's
yeah. So, you know, like, is every Rockefeller a total globalist, hell-bent on world domination and the New World Order? Probably not. Is David Rockefeller? Okay. You bet your ass he is. I mean, you look at all the globalist organizations this guy has funded. You look at his arms. You look at somebody like Jay Rockefeller. He's there to sound somewhat reasonable, speak out against the war at times, but then bring in this legislation to regulate the internet. So he's an operative. He knows what he's doing. However, okay. at lower levels, you know, like there, you know, whether it's his nephews or, you know, maybe even his sons, they give them little foundations to run. They give them little errands. I doubt that they let them in on the bigger picture, maybe incrementally. You know what I mean? Over time, they reveal a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. They always need somebody to take the mantle up. So I would say most of these guys, especially in these families, have almost no idea what they're a part of, other than they're a part of a very powerful elite family. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So, I mean, they're probably not like in an institutional aspect of what we're talking about with the New World Order and stuff like that, but just because they have the family name, you're saying that they could possibly be connected directly to this stuff without actually knowing about it, you're saying?
Yeah, well, it's just like, sometimes you're just handled. You know, when you watch the guy who does the economic hitman speech, the guy, he's in Zeitgeist Addendum, right? He discusses...
Yeah, I see both of those.
Yeah, he discusses how, he would be at the side of some of these... South American leaders, and that they would want, you know, good for their people, but they would have literally two or three people who had been infiltrators, had been on the take from the CIA, advising them to do certain things, and they don't know who to trust. You know what I mean? So sometimes these things sneak through with the best of intentions without the guy who's actually implementing them knowing. Case in point, you look at Woodrow Wilson. Woodrow Wilson on his deathbed said, you know, I can't believe what I've done. I've taken these huge steps towards a globalist banker takeover, towards a global government, and I unwittingly did so because he had people in his ear, and he didn't know that there was a negative connotation. And I think that... I mean, for instance, you look at the Bilderberg meeting, right? You got 144 guys that go there. They go there in May, right? Then you have 3,000 people that meet at the Bohemian Grove Club. Obviously, the people at the Bilderberg group are the more highly compartmentalized members, and their job at this Bohemian Grove Club is to disperse, you know, through compartmentalization, other roles. And those people at the Bohemian Grove Club don't see the bigger picture as someone like a Bernanke would, or someone like a Condoleezza Rice who was there would, or somebody like a John Edwards who got to go in on the meetings, or someone like a John Kerry. You know what I'm saying? So they get told pieces. Those guys aren't even at the heads. I mean, at the upper heads of those Bilderberg groups, you know, the people that know what's going on are the Rockefellers, are, you know, the Davions, the people that are saying, oh yeah, that's right, the Bilderberg group created the euro. You know, a lot of people in those groups probably have no idea or a limited amount of information to go off. I thank you for the call, Dan. We're going to jump to our next caller. Let's go to AB in Florida. AB, you're on the line. Yes, sir. We have AB.
Hi, AB.
Yes, you're on.
All right, tonight I'd like to talk about non-transhumanist life extension as being a key motivator for the rabid rush for this New World Order, the drive that exposes them.
Mm-hmm.
Track where normally they have the power and they have the money anyways, but all of a sudden they're putting their necks on the line. And it turns out that humanity is on the verge of a over a dozen different non-transhumanist forms of life extension. The key example is they've figured out the ingredient of red wine. It makes you, you know, red wine has always been rumored to make you, like, more cancer-resistant, better heart, and live longer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turns out they've figured out this substance called resveratrol. And with resveratrol, they've figured out how to mass-produce it, how to synthesize it. And in lab rat studies, they have lab rats living 20 to 40% longer lifespans.
Mm-hmm.
This is one example of many, over a dozen, that all these forms, that what they mean is that the virtually all of humanity will be able to afford to take all these things, like, daily,
mm-hmm.
which is a major issue, because if you think about the masses at large living 20 to 40% longer lifespans and living healthier during all those years, that's a major problem for our, you know, our...
Yeah, it's a major problem for the establishment, because they're constantly talking about a sustainable society and they're saying there's too many people on the planet already. You know what? Let's play that. I thank you for the call. Let's play that Ted Turner clip. Let's go to Ted Turner talking about how we need a more sustainable society and that there's too many people here already. Global warming is going to kill us all, and the people that survive will be cannibals. Hit it.
Tell me what's
possible
to do.
That in 15 or 20 years we could completely redo it. If we have to mobilize, this is how important it is, and how important that we do it quickly. We have to mobilize the same way we did when we entered World War II in 1941. We have to fully mobilize everything we have and put it into changing the energy system over, and not just here in the United States, but all over the world. It's going to be the biggest business project in the history of the world. Fortunes, billions of dollars are going to be made. Hundreds of thousands of people were going to be employed. We're going to have clean air. We're going to have so many benefits from it. It's not going to cost us anything once we get going with it. It's not going to cost us anything. Only the people that don't understand it think it's going to. Not doing it will be catastrophic. We'll have 8 degrees. We'll be 8 degrees hotter in 10, not 10, but in 30 or 40 years. And basically none of the crops will grow. Most of the people will have died, and the rest of us will be cannibals. Civilization will have broken down. What the few people that are left will be living in a failed state like Somalia or Sudan, and living conditions will be intolerable. The droughts will be so bad there'll be no more corn growing. Not doing it is suicide. Just like dropping bombs on each other, nuclear weapons is suicide. So we've got to stop doing the two suicidal things, which are
nuclear
hanging on to our nuclear weapons.
And global
emissions. And then after that, we've got to stabilize the population. When I was born,
what's wrong with the population? I mean,
with too many people. That's why we have global warming. We have global warming because too many people are using too much stuff.
But
if there were less people, they'd be using less stuff. If we don't get global warming and the nuclear weapons straight out, we don't have to worry about human rights. Well, all the humans will all be gone.
I mean, sustainable populations, give me a break. That means you die, I don't. That means we need to kill people, but not me. If you're so worried about a sustainable population, you know, jump off a bridge, Ted. That's fine with me. I got no problems with it. Go for it. Go for the gold, my friend. But I don't want to be the target of your sustainable population program. Thanks, but no thanks. I'll pass. All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Steven in Texas. Steven, you're on the line.
Hey, good evening, Jason.
Good evening.
Hey, first of all, I wanted to say that I've had another interesting day as a fellow InfoWarrior, and I always give these testimonies just to encourage the others out there that you can make a difference. I'm in sales, and so I was calling different people today, and, of course, had a number of people say, no, I just can't do anything right now, you know. And I said, oh, the economy, huh? Yeah. Well, of course, that led into talking about the G20 and, of course, giving another plug for Infowars.com and the Obama deception and your show as well. So, I mean, that's how you do it, you know, and just work it in the conversation. The economy, that's a hot button, man. You know, that I think that's really one of the areas where we need to really hit on that you're going to find people are open to this message, and especially with all the stuff. I mean, I couldn't believe how many articles you were citing tonight now using the term New World Order after the G20. I mean, it's everywhere. So, of course, you know, there's people that are still going to be in denial. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the media whores, they're going to have their spin. Well, you know, this is a good thing. This is what's going to save us. So, but I wanted to comment on Patrice O'Neill last night. I tried to get through, but I couldn't. Mm-hmm. And what he – actually, I did, but I talked about something else. I tried to get through today when you were hosting Alex's show. Mm-hmm. And just say that, you know, after listening to him for over an hour, after a while, I was just kind of getting bored. Mm-hmm. And it seemed kind of redundant because, you know, to a point I understand where he was coming from, but, you know, because to say basically what he was saying is it's the populace, it's our fault that this is happening. And, you know, to a point I understand what he's saying because, you know, the people have the power and we've let things go. But however, you know, when you've got people that we have elected trusting that they're going to do what they say they're going to do, and this is the point where there's hardly anybody now that will actually do that. You know, Ron Paul is a big exception, and there's a few others, but that's about it. Mm-hmm. You know, it comes to a point where, well, what do you do? And that's where you got to say, hey, we're opting out from the federal scene, and we're going to go for the localities. But, you know, the main thing I wanted to emphasize was that, you know, in reference to, you know, what Patrice was saying last night, you know, I think one of the problems is why we have let this go is because, you know, there's an old saying, every man has his price, you know, and, you know, Alex Jones epitomizes a guy that's put everything on the line and, you know, every man has his price except the man who is sold out because he has nothing left with which the forces of evil can barter and cause him to go to the wrong side. When you're sold out for what's right, in other words, when your heart's really in it and you're passionate, you're not going to veer and deviate from what you know is right. And that's the kind of people that we need, both on the leadership level and on the grassroots level. And, you know, really when it comes down to it, we're all supposed to be leaders. We're all supposed to be in this together. The problem is, you know, I watched the We Are Changed video, the latest one where they're interviewing people in New York City. Mm-hmm. They're showing them pictures of Rihanna, and they all knew who that is, but then you show them Thomas Jefferson. Is that, you know, George Washington? You know, and people are just so dumbed down, and it's, you know, you look at this, and I'm not trying to look down on these people, but this is so scary because these people have no understanding of guys like Bernanke and, you know, what Obama's really about, that these guys are making decisions that are going to alter their lives forever and make them totally miserable. And so, you know, that's why it's incumbent, you know, and I agree with Alex. He called into the show when you were hosting today. Mm-hmm. I'm just fed up with these people, and I'm a patient guy, and I try to be, you know, have compassion, et cetera, but I'm just fed up with these people who you present the facts, and they give you this deer in the headlights there, and no matter what you say, they're just not going to believe it. And again, it's because their heart's not in it. I mean, I understand they're scared and they're intimidated, but you got to get past that to the point where you get some backbone and some guts and just be willing to stand up for what's right and stop kowtowing. I mean, that's why these people are getting away with what they're getting away with, because, you know, people don't have guts anymore to just stand up for what's right.
I agree with you. I thank you for the call. People need to buck up, step up to the plate, be a man. You don't even have to be a man. I mean, you can be a woman. That's fine. Just have some guts. Have a little gall. You know, have a little pride and free humanity. Yeah, show some stones. Let them hang low, as my man Paul Hartman would tell me over in the other side of the studio. All right, let's continue to take your calls. John in California, you're on the air.
Hey, buddy. I talked to you earlier today, and I just thought I'd tell you that I am a recent graduate of the Alex Jones Investigative Journalism School, meaning I bought a camera. And
excellent.
I was wondering, you know, because there's the tent city out in Ontario with mm-hmm. a similar situation to the one up in Sacramento, and I live in L.A. So mm-hmm. I thought that I could get some interviews with some of the various, you know, people in the housing department and the mayor, perhaps. And they were asking for my credentials, so I was wondering if I could get them through you guys and who I would email to do that.
Yes, you could, and I would just say email Aaron@Infowars.com and Rob D@Infowars.com. Mention that you spoke to me so they can come talk to me and reference that you are legitimate, that you do want to interview these people. And then we can probably have that to you sometime around Monday afternoon. We'll either give you something to print off or we'll mail them to you.
That is perfect. So Rob D, R-O-B-D, at Infowars.com?
You know it.
All right. Thanks a lot, brother.
You got it, John. Keep up the good work. All right, let's jump to Chris in Florida. Chris, what's on your mind?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jason. I got four quick things, and I'll make it real quick, and then I'll get off the air. Mm-hmm. The other night, somebody called, and they asked about... I'm a web designer here in Florida. I just did the new website for gunowners.org.
Okay.
Somebody called the other night, and they mentioned challenging the Federal Reserve on the fact that they have a .gov domain extension.
Mm-hmm.
And then in that conversation, somebody had mentioned that it's like the USA service .gov website. I just want to say that that is actually a .org website, and .gov is still available for some reason. So
okay.
I don't know why they didn't take .gov if
it's a government it's a website. Government. Yeah.
Right. I just thought that was interesting. And also, I finally got my dad to watch the Obama deception. He's been a cop his whole life and tell me I'm crazy. And finally today, he I met up for him for dinner, and he put his hand in the back of my neck and said, he's like, all right, so now what?
<I'm> like,
and he actually voted for Obama, so it was a big deal. I mean,
that's a big W, man. That's a big win.
Yeah, I'm just constantly sending him and my mother email saying, hey, you know, because I'm having a kid here soon, so I really want them to check it out. I got two more questions if you could hold me over.
I will hold you over. We're going to talk to Chris and possibly one other phone call on the other side. It's the last segment. TheInfoWarrior.com is the website. PrisonPlan.tv, Infowars.com.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco with detailed growing guides available to you at no charge. You can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
folks. We are back. Final segment of the Info Warrior. We're on the line with Chris. Chris, continue.
Okay, I'll make it real quick. I went to see Fahrenheit 9/11, that whitewash, with my dad when I was, a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. when it was in the movie theater. And, he was a big Bush hater. So when we walked out of the theater, he said to me, he said, you know what? He goes, I don't believe all of it. He said, but even if 10% of it is true, we're all screwed. Mm-hmm. So that's the exact same tactic that I used to get him. He said, that it worked. I mean, he said that I told him that, and I said, hey, if 10% of what's true in this movie is true, then we're all screwed. And so he watched it. And
Get him to watch Fabled Enemies and Loose Change, man. Wake him up about 9/11.
That's next. That is next. And but also, real quick, on your website, the about section is still the default WordPress thing, so you can just unpublish that when you click on about the Info Warrior.
Uh huh.
It still goes to like the default page.
Okay, yeah, I'm not that. You know what? I'll check that out. I thank you for the call, Chris. Last caller.
Hey,
go ahead, Chris.
Jackson,
you still there?
I got one question. Sure. If you guys can talk about or let me know where I can point my dad for some information on. Foreign countries owning state parks. I heard you guys mention that before.
Yeah, well, America Destroyed by Design. Okay, America Destroyed by Design is a whole picture, just all about that. And some of the things that he predicts, so long ago, back I believe in 97 or 99, have already come to pass. America Destroyed by Design is on Google Video. Give that to your dad or get a hard copy over at Infowars.com. Last caller, let's go to Alexu in California. You're up.
Hey, what's up, Jason? Good
How
stuff
you doing?
On the show. Hey, much better than I guess much more down tempo Alex's show, and it's very hard to call in on that, that show. But I just want to get into some subjects, about like police mistreatment. I mean, listening to the show for a while, to the different shows, Alex is in your show now,
mm-hmm.
and like such occurrences happen more and more and often as I hear more calling about just like. Police mistreatment that they're receiving. So I just kind of want to say, what's happened here? Coming out here in California.
I gotta let you go, Alexu. Man, you just keep breaking up, and this is the final segment. But has police corruption gotten out of control? You bet it's gotten out of control. Is it way out of control when police escort a band who has been booked to play a show off the stage, out of the building, and then follows them only to pull them over and then follow them out of town with no probable cause whatsoever, and then harass them for an hour? Yeah, these guys are on power trips. What can you expect? They just announced a new world order. This is it. Let's go. What did we learn today, kiddies? Barack Obama's new world order. Okay? Let's read them again. Rudd bears witness to a new global order as Obama shines on debut. The summit that shows the new balance of power. China pushes for a bigger role in reshaping the world economy. All about the new world order. These are ones that don't necessarily have the headline, but are just talking about the new world order in general. This has all been published in the last 2 days. Geithner's Dirty Little Secret, New World Order. Change not necessary for the better. This is all about the new world order. This is the only honest opinion piece out of the Toronto Star about the new world order. Gordon Brown's G20 deal will not save British jobs. Warns Alistair Darling, see they need to do more for a new world order in this article. Obama meets a new era in Sino-U.S. relations. This one's out of China. He's meeting the leader of China for a new world order. G20 stillborn new world order. Cornell Daily Sun. G20 summit new world order out of the new nation. The Gulf Daily News ushering in a new economic order. The Daily Mail online. Brown does do God as he calls for new world order in sermon at St. Paul's. Financial Times of London. The first bricks in a new world order. The Scotsman, New World Order, built on shaky foundations. The Telegraph, G20, a New World Order is a simple fantasy. The Press Association, New World Order hailed after rescue. Le Monde, a truly New World Order emerges, global currency closer. BBC, New World Order emerges from chaos. That's right, it's order out of chaos. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We'll be back next week. Remember the podcast at theinfowarrior.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633, or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.